The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
February's here, and with it comes the first night in a stretch of 6 games in 8 days for the Black, Purple, and Gold squads. To kick the gauntlet off, Matt Walker and Rob Edwards have brought their teams into the jungle of Gordonsville, Tennessee, the home of the Tigers. It's here that the 12-8 Lady Dogs look to declaw Jake Dillard and the 3-19 Tigerettes for the second time this year, while the 8-10 Dogs seek revenge against Greg Bibb and the 14-8 Tigers. It's a big night of District 7A action right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome here to the CarQuest pregame show live from Gordonsville, Tennessee tonight. This is our 13th broadcast of basketball this season. For the fifth time this year, we are on the road with the teams. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm excited to describe the action here as it unfolds tonight in Gordonsville. Joe Sims and Doug Strong will join me throughout the broadcast. Joining me right now is a man who goes to any length necessary to deliver Clay County sports content to you both through the network and in the Delhalla Horizon. He's the modern-day Bulldog Guru, Thomas Weaver.
You keep coming up with him, Daniel. I sure appreciate all of that, but, you know, I couldn't do any of that without you.
Well,
so I don't ever get to say that. Folks know that. You're the voice of the Bulldogs, the one that takes care of all this history stuff, the scripts, this and that. So thank you, too.
Well, no problem, no problem. Joint effort, but another good night of basketball in front of us.
Back on the road, the first of two league contests that Clay County has left. It's getting down to nitty-gritty, Daniel.
It is. You know, we got six games in 8 days these teams have. It's a busy couple of weeks here.
And tonight needs to serve as a business trip for these Clay County teams because, you know, coming out of Gordonsville with wins is never easy.
It's not. And I know the girls' team for Gordonsville's down this year. They're 3-19 overall or whatever. But everybody plays good at home, and we have seen these Tigerettes light it up from behind the arc on this court.
And just like you, I wouldn't be here without you. We wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough. They make it all happen. They're why we're here in Gordonsville. And, of course, like Daniel said, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks listening and watching will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment, but the paper's not out yet this week, so we'll just summarize those games with Clark Raines. The Lady Dawgs flexed their muscles against Clark Raines on both ends of the court by shutting down the Lady Buffalo attack with stifling defense and outscoring them 49-31 in the victory. Hallie Buford paced her team with 20 points. Madison Hayes was in double figures with 10. Bella Ashlock had 8. Ella Eats 5. Lacey Wicks 4. And Baylor Walden 2. What a win for the Lady Dawgs, Daniel.
Yeah, they needed that one. Obviously, they lost up at Clark Range and just needed it. Sets up what is inevitably now a 2-3 matchup probably between those teams in the district tournament.
On the boys' side, the Dawgs blew open a tight game with a big third quarter, where Nate Adams dropped 14 of his 26 to lead his team to a 64-56 victory over the Buffaloes. Wyatt Browning and Lance Burchett both in double figures, too. Browning with 12, Lance with 10. Andrew Smith had 7, Weston Burble 4, Kyler Westmoreland 3, and Nolan Adams 2. Much like the girls, a much-needed win.
It was, and Clark Range came in hot. They had just beat Red Bull in spring, so that's a quality win for Coach Edwards' team.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of next week's newspaper to get that report we just went through and all things Clay County. And we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Gordonsville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Ashlock and Strong Girls 7A update. Recent district action going back to Tuesday. On the 30th of January, Pickett County beat Red Bowen Springs 62-25. Clark Range lost to Clay County. We love that. 31-49. And Gordonsville, hard fought contest down at Gainesboro. They lost to Jackson County 33-47. Tonight's action. Got 12-8 Clay County right here at 3-19 Gordonsville. 14-11 Clark Range making the trip to 16-2 Pickett County. And 9-12 Red Bowen Springs appears to be idle tonight. Day standings starting to shape up a little bit stronger. Pickett County sets the top of the girls' standings at 5-0. Clark Range sets second place at 4-2. Clay County in the middle of the pack in third place at 3-3. Fourth place Red Bowen Springs 2-4. And fifth place Gordonsville Tigerettes 0-5. So pretty sure at this point in time, Coach Sims, barring some unforeseen thing that happens, Clark Range and Gordonsville, or Clark Range and Clay County, rather, pretty much lined up for that 2-3 spot. Who finishes where could change, but probably going to see them in the first round of the district.
Yeah, that's what I anticipate as well. It doesn't matter if you finish 2 or 3, you're going to play each other, you know. But, you know, I figure we're going to win out, win tonight, and then win against Red Bull and be 5-3. And if they lose to Pickett tonight, I guess that they'll end up 5-3 too. So probably just have to flip a coin to see what color uniform you wear. And,
yeah.
You know, play the winner of Pickett and whoever wins that other game. Red Bulling, probably Red Bulling. It'll be Red Bulling guards for more than likely.
Pickett Clark Range, you know, a lot of times a premier game. They're meeting again tonight. I don't feel it's a very premier matchup.
Well,
I expect Lady Bobcats to roll.
I do too. You know, they beat them 13 at Clark Range the other night. And, you know, at home, unless Clark Range has got a couple things figured out since Tuesday night, I'm afraid it's going to be more like a 30-point game tonight.
Cause yeah.
Clark Range, you know, they hit a few threes. But that's about it against us. You know, we basically held them in the 20s. They finally hit a layup right at the buzzer to make it 31. But, I think they're having some maybe some internal problems. I don't really know what's going on, but they're just not real playing real good right now.
No, not up to the usual snuff. Girls 7A update's been brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We're going to play just one or two ads, come right back, and do Tipsy's final take.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again.
That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invite you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. We got the band in the house here at Gordonsville tonight. You can probably hear them. We can't hear each other a lot here at the table because of them, but they sound good. We're going to go ahead and do Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place, where we talked to Coach Sims about how Matt Walker and the Lady Dogs can get another win tonight. Second meeting here with Gordonsville, Coach. Another one probably where it's more about us than it is them.
Yeah, you know, we came out the last time and got several steals there. Quick, head straight to points. Then we kind of hit a little lull, you know, started getting in foul trouble, and they kind of hung around a little. But it's just like all the other games. We just need to keep. On the bench for three quarters or two and a half quarters like we did, but luckily Hallie and
right.
and Maddie and Bella all got to play pretty much the whole game. So I think that's key.
Yeah, for one of the first times this year. Flag is being lowered here at Gordonsville High School. We just ramped up Tipsy's final take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org. where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, outstanding rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner. Played live tonight by the Gordonsville High School Marching Band. A great job of those young men and women and their conductor. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. The Gordonsville Lady, no, they are not the Lady Tigers. They are the Gordonsville Tigerettes. Their head coach, Jake Dillard, 3-19 record overall on the season, 0-5 in District 7A play. Starting for Gordonsville sophomore, number 3, Kelly Underwood. Sophomore number 10, Mackenzie Herron. Sophomore number 12, K.K. Roberts. Sophomore number 22, Molly Story. And a sophomore number 33, Ashlyn Naylor. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach, Matt Walker, 8th season overall, 167 wins. to 76 losses during his career, a 12-8 record this season, 3-3 in District 7A play. Clay County riding a two-game winning streak. In tonight's contest, the Tigerettes of Gordonsville riding a seven-game losing streak into this action. Starting for Clay County, a senior, number one, Maddie Hayes. Senior, number two, Bella Ashlock. Senior, number 21, Hallie Buford. Sophomore, number 24, Ella Eads. And a junior, number 22, Lacey Wicks. The starting lineup's been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County, the visiting team tonight, wear those black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them, gold trim down the sides. Gordonsville, of course, the home team, they wear their white home jerseys, white numerals formed by blue outline on those jerseys. Clay County will shoot to the hoop at our left during the first half of play. Gordonsville will shoot at the hoop to our right. Got this young lineup of five sophomore starters again, Coach Sims. They could be dangerous if they all stay together.
Yeah, they could be in a year or so or two.
This one fixing to get underway. Naylor going to control the tip. The Tigerettes have the opening possession. And as I typically say, bear with me as I learn these Lady Tigerettes tonight in these home jerseys. Herring with it out top. Going to drive now Underwood the right side of the lane. Hands off to Roberts. Just a weave out top. I remember this from last time.
Yeah.
Not a lot of post presence out of this squad.
Well, they started last game during that weave.
Buford comes up with a steal. Pass ahead to Ashlock. They're going to be fouled from behind?
No.
Maybe
foul.
They're not calling the foul.
No, it's called out on them.
Clay County ball, though. Buford dim up to the baseline. Works it into Hayes. She's in a double team. Dribbles out. Shot no good. Rebound Molly Story for the Tigerettes. Clay County with back-to-back wins coming into this contest as Lacey Wicks blocks a shot out of bounds. Win over these Tigerettes 1 week ago tonight, 68-45, and then that big win Tuesday at Joe Sims Gym over Car Range, 49-31. Inbound play to Molly Story. She's got the first bucket of the contest. Tigerettes with a lead. Sophomore Ella Eads out top, gives off to Buford. Now swung to Lacey Wicks, left wing, back to Ella out top. Wicks going to fire the three left side. In there! Should be a big night for some of those teammates if Buford drawing all that attention. Story with it now. Drives inside for the Tigerettes, called for the travel. Three door, Clay County with this 1 point lead, 6:44 mark. Coach Sims explained that 1-3 with a match on Hattie. I think I understand, but break that down a little bit for our listeners.
Well, maybe it might just be a box, but.
So she has a girl assigned to her no matter
right,
where she goes.
Yeah, they're playing her man.
Playing
it's a box or a 1-3. You know, I always worked on whatever. Couple of days, you know, to make sure everybody had the responsibilities down. But if it's a 1-3, then your block girls, they're responsible for everything out on the sides, corners and wings. You know, you're going to get some shots there if you want them. Usually you got one dropping down and doubling ball side post. That's usually the one girl when the ball's on the side. So it's just however you designate responsibilities out of it. Everybody does it a little different. But the big thing is they're matching with Hallie, trying to just keep the ball out of her hands and not give her a shot.
Absolutely. Maddie Hayes scored a bucket down here in the Clay County end. Lady Dogs up 5-2. So going with a 1-3 as opposed to the box because of the presence of Ashlock and Hayes on the post, have that extra girl down low?
Yeah, I mean, you could do it with the box too. You know, it's just however you want to play stuff like that.
Wicks with an inbound steal gives off to Buford. Buford with it. Works against a few Tigerettes in the front court. Gordonsville wins this battle. They come up with a steal and head the other way. Tigerettes with it to the hoop. Shot up and good. I believe number 10, Mackenzie Herron with the bucket. 5-4 now the score. Clay County with this 1 point lead. 5:45 mark of this opening quarter. Buford with it. Right side. Gives back to Eads. Eads thought about a three. Herron steps out to defend, though. Ashlock now, right side, defended by Story, inside to Hayes.
Oh.
Hayes at the free throw line, kicks back Dashoff.
I think I was wrong. I think they're playing Strangle, too. They got one on Bella, too.
Story looks like he's drawn that assignment. Pretty good matchup. Story with similar length to Ashlock. Bella going to the free throw line, though, after Story's called for the personal foul.
Yeah, Bella must have been running the high post. That girl guarding her was up there with her, so it made it look like a box.
Ashlock misses the first free throw. Another one coming, though. Ashlock with 12 points last time the teams met. Hits that free throw. Has improved up to a 57% free throw shooter through the course of the season.
Oh.
Clay County with a 2-point lead now and a steal. Lacey Wiggs comes up with another steal. Ashlock back with it on the Clay County end. Sets up top of the key. Being harassed now by Heron. And Story kicks down lead. Baseline drive back to Ashlock. All right. Is that Ashlock or Buford? Bella Ashlock knocking down a three. I was looking down at the game report from last time. Last time these teams met 1 week ago tonight, it was freshman Natalie Smith who led the team in scoring with 15. Another steal. Coach Sims, this Clay County defense, either playing real good or maybe the Tigerettes struggling. Clay County with an empty possession and a foul now going to be called on Ashlock. For some reason, we seem to be experiencing some technical difficulties with Coach Sims' mic. We're striving to get him back on here. I think you've heard most of everything commented on, but I know most of you tune in to hear his insight, so we want to make sure he's live and going.
About that.
Well, now, Coach Sims, you do a tremendous job of it. 30-second timeout call. We're going to stay on for this one. And that's something. It's such a fast-paced game sometimes, Coach, as we try to make sure you're going. We don't always have time to let you get very deep into stuff, but you've got the ability to break things down in a way we don't. You're going to put him on. We're going to switch out here, Coach. We're going to get a different headset on Coach Sims here. Should be live. That's muted. And now, yep, you're on.
Okay.
But as I was saying, Coach, we appreciate you sharing your lifetime of knowledge with everybody.
I don't know people may not agree with it, but I've seen it all, you know, over the years.
We apologize for the technical issues, folks. Live entertainment sometimes goes that way. 11-4, the score. Clay County with this lead, thanks to a great defensive effort. Freshman Natalie Smith going to be called for a foul as she stepped in here. Lacey Wicks and Bella Ashlock both over on the bench. The other newcomer into the contest, sophomore Baylor Walden, who's checked in for Clay County. So it's Smith, Eads, Walden, Buford, and Hayes halfway through this first quarter at Gordonsville. And a travel call against the Tigerettes.
I bet he's still in the game.
Yes. Hayes had surgery on that nose. It went well. She was telling me she went back to see the doctor again the other day. Hayes had a nice move there. Couldn't convert on the points, though, but bound to be difficult playing with that mask. And I guess fortunately just lucky to have Maddie at all after that four-wheeler wreck.
Yeah, really.
An and-one opportunity for Molly Story as she gets the bucket and draws the foul.
I got away with one there. That girl stepped on the center line there. That ref evidently didn't see it or didn't want to see it. I guess he didn't see it, but she definitely stepped on it.
No, it ain't you this time, Coach. Now we're dealing with issues here. Going to go ahead and call this thing. Hopefully it comes back. Poor internet connection here in the gym at Gordonsville. 11-7 the score. His story completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. For us, I don't know, Tom. Hayes misfired. Did you get Ashlock's three? And we've scored another one since then?
Yeah, Bella got a steal. Give it to Hallie. She put it in, doesn't there?
Buford.
It's only a four-point contest here. If you can hear us, I know we're struggling with internet. 2:54 mark up this first quarter. Ella Eads with a near steal on the inbound. 10-foot jumper, no good by Gordon's for rebound. Hallie Buford. Buford going to come the other way, crosses the timeline, puts on the brakes at left wing, and gives off to Eads. Ella firing the three-pointer. You want to try to hook the Doug? Bryson?
Yeah, charge.
Keep calling it? Yeah. Okay, so we'll at least have an audio file. We can do that. Subs coming back in here. For Clay County, Lacey Wicks, and Bella Ashcott coming back. I think Bella only with one personal at this point in time. Underwood hits that first free throw. Coach Sims, single possession game here.
Yeah, they're hanging around.
Hits the second. Just like that, 11-9 the score. After Kelly Underwood hits both free throws. Smith out top, gives to Buford. Buford going to drive the left side into the paint. Left-handed layup, no good. Foul call. Hallie going to the line.
I don't know what they're in now. I know they're matching with her. I don't know if they're matching with anybody else with Bella out of the game or not. Now Bella's back now, so I guess they're in that triangle, too.
Hallie back at the line, too. Shoot two free throws here. First one's away and good. Just looking at Buford on the season, shooting 52% from two, 33% from three, 83% from free throw. They scored 326 points coming into tonight's action. So just having success from everywhere on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Those two free throws puts Clay County back up by four. 2:14 mark up this first quarter. Is the Tigerettes inbound. Finally getting across the timeline. Nearly over and back. Michael Walden the steal. One-on-one for Baylor. Gets into the paint. Shots up. No good. And they call on a travel. Walden called for the travel. Gives it back to the Tigerettes. Manor has checked in for Gordonsville. Walden coming up with a near steal. It's Lacey Wicks, though, who pulls it down. She throws it back away, though. Was targeting Walden. Claire Kendall has checked in for Clay County. So both teams with the reserves in early in this one. And a big bucket scored by number 30, Emma Crawford, the sophomore. And we've got a two-point game right here in the jungle in Gordonsville. Another empty possession that time for Clay County as we try to go back live with video and struggling to do so. For the record, AT&T service in this gym, not very good.
Evidently not.
Minute 22 left in this first quarter. Manor with it, bounces it down to Crawford on the block. She's defended by Buford in the double dribble call. One thing I've seen early in this one, officials letting the girls have some contact just on the floor, reaching in for the ball and things. I like that part of it.
Yeah.
But they're calling a lot of those infraction penalties, like the double dribble, like the travels.
Waltz and all that.
Buford with it. 1:05 ticking here in this first quarter. 13-11 the score. Buford drives, loses the handle. A foul going to be called, though. On the floor, Clay County inbound from the baseline. So a very competitive first quarter here. Coach Sims, 1 week ago in your house in Salina, 22-7. Clay County led it into one. This one a little different.
Yeah, it is. So we're in their house tonight, but that shouldn't make that much difference.
Smith inbounds. Wicks with it. Lacey already with a three-pointer in this first quarter. Wouldn't mind to see her try another one. She's going to do it top of the key. In there. Lacey Wicks with two triples. Looking very confident early in this one is the junior. 40 seconds and ticking here as we draw towards the end of this competitive first quarter, 16-11 the score. Clay County with a five-point lead. Underwood shot, no good from six-foot range. Rebound Buford. Walden with it. Ticking down to 15 seconds left in the quarter. Ashok inside the wick, knocked out of bounds by Crawford.
I believe they went straight man now.
Wicks on the season averaging 3 points a contest tonight already has doubled that with six.
Yeah.
Walden, power move on the inbound, couldn't convert on the bucket though. And the second personal being called against freshman Natalie Smith.
Puts them on the line.
Fifth team foul, I suppose, for Clay County here in the first quarter. Crawford hits the first. Folks, I see some of you starting to rejoin the Facebook feed. Having a lot of trouble tonight with internet issues. Sincerely apologize for that. We are continuing on. Also having some audio difficulty as well through the traditional website at delhollerizon.com/listen. First quarter ends here. We've got a good one going in the jungle at Gordonsville, Tennessee. Tiger Reds 13, Clay County 16.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Gordonsville for Clay County basketball, presented by H&H Auto Parts, where Clay County leads Gordonsville by a score of 16-13 headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlock, and Madison Hayes all with 4 points. The junior Lacey Wicks, two threes in the first period with six to lead the Lady Dogs as they are up by three, 16-13. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
That they are. We'll say it one more time as boys have joined internet issues here tonight, doing the best we can. Looks like we're back up and running now. If we go off again, just continue to refresh. We'll keep trying to come back each time we go out. These gyms are sometimes tough. A few years ago, one service that would have worked down here, sometimes towers and things change, and what worked last year doesn't necessarily work this year, does it, Thomas?
No, we've had that issue multiple times.
We've even changed providers intentionally. As Wicks fires another, she already has two three-pointers, misses that one. Have changed providers at times just to try to improve the listening experience. Don't always work. Crawford with it, gets the bucket. Coach Sims, one-point game, 16-15, Clay County up. A tight one here. We talked about how the Tigerettes play well at home. Fire another one, Lacey, another one up. Ooh, no good. Rebound and put back by Buford. Good. I don't know that leaving Wicks undefended at the wing is a good plan tonight. Perhaps it is. She already has 2 3-pointers up.
Yeah, maybe. You know, she can just get confidence to hit that thing and hit it a good percentage. Boy, that would make up a lot better.
Now a 3-pointer for the Tigerettes. No good. Rebound by Ashlock. Ashlock heads the other way. Sets up at the elbow. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Wicks. Wicks defended by Underwood. Back to Bella. Bella fires the three. Rebound Buford. Putback good. 4 points for Buford in the last few minutes on rebound putbacks.
Now, they're wanting to shoot the three. I mean, they're just daring us to, but they're not doing a very good job of blocking out. Halley's got the last two rebounds and stuck them in.
1 week ago, we were 5 of 18 from behind the arc against them.
Yeah.
.623 mark of this second quarter. 5 points the difference. Clay up, 20-15. Story on the inbound for the Tiger Reds. Kicks to Underwood. Underwood now drives to the free throw line. Jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Story. Second opportunity is K.K. Roberts. Fires a three, no good. Lacey Wicks the rebound, and a whistle's blown.
Call it on us.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Madison Hayes.
Certainly did, Thomas. First personal for Maddie.
Just a hand in the back trying to get position there.
That's not too dirty. Inbound play nearly stolen by senior Kendall Matthews, who's checked in. On the floor now for Matt Walker, we see Lacey Wicks, Madison Hayes, Bella Ashlong, Hallie Buford, and Kendall Matthews. Ella Eads and Baylor Walden, along with Natalie Smith, have all seen time. Right now they're getting a breather on the bench. Tigerettes with it, playing well here at home. Early second quarter and another foul against Clay County. Hallie Buford this time getting the personal. As we talked about earlier, this is the beginning of a busy stretch. Six games in 8 days for these Clay County teams.
That's a lot of playing.
Going to have Sunday off and this coming Wednesday off. Outside of that, from tonight through next Friday, they're playing ball. Foul called against the Tigerettes down on the baseline. We'll have to wait and see which player it was. Sophomore Ashlyn Naylor gets her first personal, and Buford back at the line. She's perfect so far from the free throw line.
Yeah, she's there shooting for 6 straight points for Clay County, too.
Wow. So that's her 16th right there.
Her 6th straight.
Oh.
Point. That's her five straights right there, Daniel, in this second quarter.
Second one's away, also good. Byron Walden checking back in. Hallie Buford now going to get a quick breather. 5:53 mark of this second quarter. Clay County playing pretty good ball. The closeness of the score, 7 points of difference, 22-15. More to do with Gordonsville playing pretty good than it is Clay County playing bad or anything, Coach.
We really haven't been able to get much off the full court press. They've scored off of it 3 or 4 times.
K.K. Roberts misfires on a three. Rebound Story. Molly Story gets a bucket. She's playing well.
Yeah.
Matthew's going to bring it across the timeline. Kicks to Walden in left wing. Sophomore Walden now inside to Hayes. Hayes in a triple team has to pass out to Wicks. Wicks throws away as she was trying to get it into Ashlock. Sometimes on those entry passes, we just go a little high.
Yeah, she went quite a bit high on that one.
Gordons will now with a chance to cut this 5-point Clay County lead. Tigerettes on a 7-game losing streak coming into this contest. Most recently, they lost to Jackson County back on Tuesday night. Maddie Hayes the rebound. Naylor, I suppose, is going to be called for a foul. Didn't look very malicious. No, Mackenzie Hearn called for the foul. Maybe she did do something a little rougher. L.A. Eads and Hallie Buford checking back in. Maddie Hayes, Lacey Wicks checking out. Also, Natalie Smith on the floor. So we've got Walden, Smith, Eads, Buford. Buford did not leave. And Ashoff.
Well, Buford just came back.
Okay, just now check back in. I didn't think you'd let her sit very long.
No, I would.
Eads left wing, kicks back to Smith out top. Natalie dribbles right, entries it into Ashlock. Bell's got a score. Assist from Smith, bucket by Ashlock. 4:25 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County 24. Gordonsville 17. Tiger Edge trying to stay in this one is K.K. Roberts. Drives the left side. And adds a bucket from left block. Draws it back to a five-point game. Eads cross-court to Smith. Smith at left wing. Defended by Underwood inside the Walden. Baylor with it. Kicks back out to Ashlock. Bella thought about a corner three. Passes instead to Buford. She scores. Timeout going to be taken by Clay County. We're going to take that timeout with them. 3:56 mark up this second quarter. Clay County 26. Gordonsville 19.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Gordonsville, where Clay County leads the Tigerettes 26-19 midway through this second quarter, Daniel.
They do, and have a surprising play there, a full-court pass. Get the easy bucket, making this again a five-point game. Credit to head coach Jake Dillard for dialing up that play during the timeout. As Coach Sims said, they showed flashes of it earlier, didn't go that route. Now they convert on it. Matthews in at right wing. Gives off to Smith out top. Natalie going to work to the left wing. Inside pass to Walden. Walden moves and going to be fouled. Yeah, some officials might have called a travel or a jump ball even. Gordonsville doing a good job, whether it's Hayes, Ashlock, or Walden, collapsed with a double team on the post. .308 mark of this second quarter, 28-21. Foul called against Gordonsville. No, against Clay, I'm sorry. I've been disrupted a little bit tonight because of our technical difficulties. Had to do a headset change between Thomas and Coach Sims. Thomas, you probably feel real strange. You wore that same headset for 7 years now and had to make a change there. And we've had internet issues. That appears to have been straightened out, though, since we changed our sources. So, once again, we apologize for that. It just happens sometimes.
Yeah, it does. And it throws us kind of in a dizzy, just to be honest with you. It does me.
Hell, me
and,
too.
I think we're straightened out.
Don't bother me.
Let it roll.
Don't bother Coach at all.
I got to do it.
Clay County with this seven-point lead. Credit Gordonsville with keeping this around that 5-7 point mark throughout this second quarter. 2:50 mark of the second. As Ashok has it inside, kicks out to Matthews, now to Smith. Smith back to Matthews, and whistle flow. 3 seconds to call. I guess they thought Bella didn't clear the paint.
I guess that's who he called it on.
Can you get 1 foot, have both feet got to exit ever so often? Or at least just one?
No, ball of
them. Okay, both feet
got
to come
there
out.
If you've got, but most people don't realize those little hashes on the side of the thing, that's part of the lane. If you've got a foot on that, they can call 3 seconds.
You've
got
to get beyond the block, so to speak.
Yeah.
Laterally. Miss a point, Thomas.
I did. I missed the last bucket for Clay County. I don't know.
Mallet over here.
Underwood with it, drives baseline, kicks over to Crawford. A jump ball. Huh. Jump ball going to be called between Crawford and Walden. And I like that officiating. Alumni, that's a foul.
Yeah. It's not always a foul inside if there's a little contact on the ball or whatever.
Tigerettes with the possession arrow. Of course, this is the first time we've seen this crew of officials this year. Far enough outside of the traditional Upper Cumberland, I suppose, to draw a different set.
Well, they're out of our association. They must send them down this way more often than up our way.
Jermaine Jackson, James Locum, and Rodney March, the officials.
Yeah.
KK Roberts firing on a three. Misfires. The Manor gets the rebound. Her putback no good. We did not account for Manor on the box out. Did not account for Manor on the possession there either. She takes it away and gives it back to Gordonsville. Tiger Reds playing good here at home tonight. Underwood bounce past the Cropper. Crawford scores right side. Coach Walker now wants a timeout, wants a full timeout. Minute 44 left in the first half of play. Got a good one going. Clay County 28, Gordonsville 23. Stay right here.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. The Lady Dogs, just a five-point game. They're up 28-23. A little under 2 minutes left here in the first half, Daniel.
1 week ago, it was 34-17 at the half. Much more competitive. We're on pace to keep our 34 points of scoring. But the difference, Gordonsville, who are ahead of pace that they set the last time.
Yeah, they scored pretty good against us the first time. They got 40-something. That's a lot more Clark Range got there than that.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Bella Ashrock hit the line, shooting free throws, knocks down the first. Six points the lead now for Clay County. Bella good on both of those. Clay County trying to extend an 18-game win streak in this series against Gordonsville. A bucket now for the Tigerettes. It's Heron, Mackenzie Heron off left side. As Natalie Smith brings it down for Clay County. Dribbles into the corner. Comes back out, gives to Walden. Baker with it, top of the key, defended by Manor. Back to Smith. Minute 10 and ticking, second quarter. Baker drives baseline, kicks it into Hayes. Going to be tied up and taken away by Underwood. Alley pass to Manor. Manor now under pressure from Lacey Wiggs. Has to give off to Heron. Heron into the paint. Now to K.K. Roberts at right wing. Cross court to Underwood. Back to Roberts. Now Heron. Heron drives inside. Running floater, no good. Rebound Ashlock. 45 seconds left in the first half. Clay County with a five-point lead, 30-25. Bella going to slow it down, perhaps play for the last shot. Ashlock looks over to eighth-year head coach Matt Walker for instructions. Down to 20 seconds. Now 15. Gives off to freshman Smith. Natalie with it. As we tick down to 10 seconds. Smith defended by Roberts. Inside to Hayes. Hayes crossed the paint. To Walden. It was knocked out of bounds by Lucy Manor.
You got lucky there.
So 5 seconds left on the inbound. Wiggs to work it in. Gets it into Bella. Back to Lacey. Lacey, corner three-pointer in this corner. Ooh, little strong off the back of the iron. First half ends here between the Tigerettes and the Lady Dogs. It's Clay County 30, Gordonsville 25.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Gorsville for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads the Gorsville Tigerettes 30-25 here at the break. And this time for the first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County jumped out to a three-point lead by the end of the first quarter as Lacey Wicks made two threes to pace the Lady Dogs in the first quarter. Then Hallie Buford took control in the second as she scored 10 of her 14 first half points to get Clay County ahead by as many as 7 before Gorsville cut it to 5 here at the break. It's 30-25. For Gorsville, Emma Crawford has 6 points. Molly Story has 7. K.K. Roberts, 2. Mackenzie Heron, 4. And Callie Underwood, 6 points. For Clay County, Lacey Wicks, like I said, has 6 points. Madison Hayes has 4. Bella Ashlock, 8. And Hallie Buford, 14. For the Lady Dogs. Again, Clay County leads by 5. It's 30-25 here at halftime in Gorsville. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more online at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Welcome back here to Gordonsville High School. District 7A girls contest going on. 3 minutes left here at halftime. Good contest. Clay County 30, Gordonsville 25. Been highly competitive so far. Going to go ahead now and do the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Starting off with Salina K-8 basketball. That now, unfortunately, is officially done. On Tuesday, the 5th and 6th grade boys were defeated in the James C. Hill tournament against York by a final score of 28-41, ending their year with a 13-7 record. The junior high girls were also defeated in the James C. Hill semis 33-44 against Piggott County on Tuesday. They also finished with a 13-7 record. So congratulations to head coach Marty Maxfield of the 5th and 6th grade boys and head coach Mallory Burble of the junior high girls. Strong seasons out of both of those squads. Salina K-8 will now have a bit of a break before they shift into softball and baseball. Tennessee Tech basketball, of course, Grant Strong taking that medical red shirt, but the Golden Eagles are 7-15 on the season, 2-7 in the OVC after losing to Southern Indiana on Thursday, 71-74. They will now host Morehead State tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Freed Hardeman University, sophomore Katie Arms and the Lady Lions are 18-4 on the season overall and 4-2 in conference play. They'll be traveling to Bethel University tomorrow for a 1 o'clock tip. And finally, the Lubin Bears and Tyreek Key, they're 4-12 on the year and looking for their second straight win as they play. They played Charleroi today. I'm not sure about the time zone conversion. That game may already be over. Maybe it hadn't started yet, and I'm not a time zone expert, but I do know the Bears won the prior meeting on October the 14th with Charleroi, and that's when Key scored a season high and career high 32 points as a professional Euro League player. So good luck to Tyreek. This week's Hocus Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Coach Sims, getting back to action here in this one. Of course, going to switch into the court and see any need to change anything or just continue to execute.
Well, offensively, I think we're doing all right. I think we'd be better off if we just quit pressing. They've really hurt us with the press, scoring off of it. You know, we hadn't got many steals in the full court. In the half court, we've got some. But if it's me, that's what I do. But now, Matt, he's his coach. You know, he does whatever he wants to do. So we'll see what he does.
Of course, this Gordonsville squad trying to win their first conference contest of the year. They are 0-5 in conference play, as we talked about earlier. Clay County, barring, they could still end up the four seed, if we lose out in our conference games or something, lose this one, lose Red Bullen coming up. Of course, the remaining district schedule for Clay County after tonight, only one more, and that's going to be the Red Bullen Springs game at home against Macon County, or not Macon County, on Monday, I meant to say, against Red Bullen Springs.
It's away.
Yes, I'm all over the place tonight. It is away. That's one of those rescheduled games.
And, Red Bullen, they usually play us tough down there. I feel like we'll win, but we can't just show up and do it without playing pretty good.
Third quarter action underway here. Teams have flipped into the court. Ashlock going to be harassed from behind. No whistles blow there. Buford Fortune comes up with the loose ball. Kicks cross court to Wicks. Now back out top to Eads. Ella with it. Hands off to Hadley. Original five starters opening up this third quarter for Coach Walker. Eads inside the Ashlock going to be taken away by Story. And with the way the Tigerettes are playing defense down there, that's just not a pass that's going to make it tonight.
I mean, you stand up there and look, and she's got three people around her. I mean, if she catches it, what's she going to do with it? You know, you shouldn't even be trying to make that pass.
Underwood with it, spins, shoots, misses everything. She goes and gets the ball, though, bounces it off of Buford and maintains possession. Pretty good play there, Tom.
It was a nice play by Underwood.
K.K. Roberts trying to work it in. Finally finds Heron on the inbound. Heron has her shot blocked by Hayes, but Eads getting called for the foul from behind.
Say fourth foul?
That's what they announced. They don't have them on the scoreboard.
Sure, they ain't right. He's not taking her out.
Coach Sims, we've had one saying they're having trouble hearing you. See, try to bend that. No, well, you're good here. Try to bend it in a little closer. Thomas keeps it too far away from him. We'll blame it on him.
Okay.
7-minute mark of this third quarter. Yep, the announcer's right. That was the fourth person on that. I don't know if that's correct.
He's still in the game, though.
I typically chart that stuff, but due to our technical issues that we were having earlier, I simply got behind. Lacey Wicks to the line.
Well, he's
shooting free throws here.
Coming in with Will Smith now, so maybe she has got four.
Wicks misses the first free throw. Lacey having a good offensive night here. Has two three-pointers to her credit already in this one. Second free throw coming. Little wide off the left side. Rebound Molly Story. This Gordonsville squad, the youngest team in the district, five sophomore starters for head coach Jake Dillard. They come now, miss a shot, rebound Hallie Buford. Buford going to come the other way with it, set up shop at right wing. Definitely expecting Hallie to be on that first team, All-District 7A, that'll come out here in a couple weeks.
She should be MVP.
Could be.
I ain't seen nobody better than her.
No, like you've said before, you'd take over anybody in the district, and certainly she holds up to anybody you want to name. I know Pickett has a good team, but
I don't think they got any one player better than her.
No, they certainly are sitting atop the district standings, yet to be beaten in conference play, but it's really more about just a mixture of the whole roster as a whole, along with, of course, the veteran coach that makes them what they are rather than one player.
Well, they normally have pretty good balance, you know. They're all experienced. That means a lot. And they got decent size.
Story with it. Works to the free throw line. Kicks back to Underwood. Underwood drives. Lays it in. And we have a one-point game. 30-29. I don't think any of these Lady Dogs were expecting this much fight tonight out of the Tigerettes.
No.
Ashlock with it, left side, gives up to Buford. Hallie has her pocket pick, now scrum for the ball. Buford regains possession, gives to Smith, baseline floater, no good. Rebound Wicks. Wicks going to go back up with it, hits the underside of the rim. It ended up further beneath the hoop than she realized. Ashlock going to come down, knock it away from Heron. Tigerettes maintain possession, going to work it in from the sideline. 30-29 the score. Clay County trying to hold on, Gordsville has led once in this game. They opened up 2-0 before Lacey Wicks hit a three-pointer to put Clay County up 3-2. Since that moment in time, Clay County's maintained the lead. The game has not been tied since that point in time, Thomas, but we have never pulled away by more than 7, I believe, from these Tigerette team.
You're exactly right, Daniel. It's been cut to 1 twice during that stretch. But multiple 7-point leads during that second quarter push when Hallie Buford got it going. But now it's back to 1.
Travel by the Tigerettes gives Clay County the possession here. Clay County scoreless in this third quarter. 3 minutes of it already ticked away, Coach.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know, we did this at home against somebody the other night. I can't remember who. Or it may have been the boys' game. Smith with it, left side, goes down low to Wicks. Shot up and good. Lacey Wicks scoring through some contact. Wicks getting close to double figures now. Go ahead, Tom.
Great look by the freshman right there to find Wicks underneath.
Pass. Cross court.
Wicks with 5 points the last time they played. I say it like it was months ago. It was 1 week ago tonight. Underwood comes back and answers with a bucket. 4:25 and ticking third quarter. Clay County back with the basketball. Buford out top. Joining Buford on the floor. Wicks, Hayes, Ashlock, and Smith. Clay County throws it away here. Fortunately, Story had it and stepped on the baseline.
Yeah, it's fortunate for us.
Walden checks in. Wicks checking out. Thought Lacey is playing very well right then. Going to get a breather, though. Ashlock on the inbound. Shot up, no good. I like how she created space there. Jump ball called. I don't know, Coach. It just looks like these first 4 minutes of this third quarter kind of struggling for an identity here.
Yeah.
I don't know what's disrupted it.
Well, they're playing man. They're hipping off. They were hipping off Lacey inside a lot. Now with her out, I don't know what they'll do.
Buford blocks a shot. Hayes picks up the loose ball. Maddie gives off to Smith. 3:45 mark up this third quarter. Clay County up by 1, 32-31. Ashlock defended by Story. Going to isolate, going to drive. Floaters up off the glass. Ooh, went halfway in, somehow rolled out.
Thought that was going to go.
Gordons, we're going to have possession. Thomas, you've been quiet tonight. Headset change, internet trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to credit the Tigerettes right here, the fight they've had to comebacks against Clay County and, you know, a little bit out of the rhythm are the Lady Dogs at this point.
Underwood with it. Smith doing a nice job harassing her a little too much, though, and a foul called against Natalie. 3:18 mark up this third quarter as the Tigerettes inbound from their own baseline with an opportunity to take a one-point lead. Perhaps a two-point, depending on shot selection. Roberts works it in out top to Hearn. Hearn going to work the left side, give off to Underwood, who works against Smith. Now Story with it in a double team, picks up the dribble. Gives back to Underwood, slices and dices, loses a handle, and it goes out of bounds. Ashlock, Hayes, and Buford, three seniors on the court, joined by freshman Natalie Smith and sophomore Baylor Walden. Big boys contest coming up right after this one, of course. Means a lot for the District 7A boys standings. Buford, step back three, top of the key, and all on two.
Good
all on two. First deep shot we've seen Buford take in this one.
Yeah, like I said, they've been all over her all night.
Still, she's worked hard on rebound putbacks and got a lot of points.
Yeah.
Story with it. Ashlock doing a nice job defensively on her. Leading scorer last time for the Tigerettes was Callie Underwood, who had 17 a week ago. Second leading scorer, Mackenzie Hearn.
Hearn went too.
Ashlock tries to answer with a three, no good. Hayes the rebound, jump ball called. Is Herentowner up for it? So 30 of the Tigerettes, 45 a week ago, came from Heron and Underwood. Final score in that one was 68-45 Clay County. Currently in this one, 2:05 and tick in third quarter. Clay County 34, Gordonsville 33. Ashok with it in the paint. Tried to go down low to Hayes. Ball was kicked. Lady Dogs inbound from the baseline. 4 points in this third quarter thus far.
We haven't been got much done offensively.
I think you got to credit Gordonsville's defense at this point.
Now two more points as Buford adds it in.
See how she hit that harder, but she did.
Hearn with it. Goes all the way to the hoop. Finally kicks out to Manor. Manor with it in right corner. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Gives the Story. Story down the right side of the lane. Kicks to Roberts. Two-pointer. No good. Rebound Ashok. Bella Allen passes ahead to Hattie. Layup opportunity coming. It is good.
Good.
A five-point lead.
Just a little breathing room, but...
Yeah, 5 points right now feels like a lot.
A lot better than one.
Minute 15 left in this third quarter. Hearn with it. Drives baseline. Picks up the dribble. Kicks to Manor. Manor, one of the few juniors on the team.
Oh,
Gordonsville. And she's called for the travel.
Buford with the last six. Again, for Clay County, she's up to 20, Coach.
Yeah, that... I've slung her braces all year, you know. Need to. That's who you go to.
And we've seen it time and time again. When Clay County is in a bit of an offensive struggle, it's usually Hattie Buford that pulls them back out of it. Ashlock tries another three. No good. A long rebound by Walden and Hayes. Good hustle by the sophomore and the senior to create another opportunity here. Under a minute to play in this third quarter. 40 seconds and ticking. Ashlock gonna take care of the ball handling here as time ticks down. Coach Walker tells the girls what he wants to see. Kicks across to Hayes. 25 seconds. Walden with it near mid court, off the screen almost. Holding it on the right hip, letting time tick down. 20 seconds. All the way down to 11. Now 10. Hayes with it, fires the corner three. No good. Over the back row. Foul call against Ashlock. Underwood and Naylor going to check back in for this last offensive possession.
Put them on the line.
That was the fifth team foul against Clay County in the corner. We're going to walk to the other end. No, they changed their mind. Now they're overruled.
If it's a foul, it's got to be. If it's five fouls, I mean, you got to shoot.
Going to be Molly Story in the line to shoot two free throws. Two of the three officials had forgotten about the rule change, it seems.
Evidently. I still want to think they're shooting a one-and-one, but they're not shooting a one-and-one. They're shooting two, you know.
Story of the line, trying to cut into this five-point Clay County lead. Misses the first.
Maybe she'll miss this one. We got 5.4. We got time to get down and get a shot.
5.4 seconds on this third quarter clock remaining. His Story releases the second, and they're good. So Clay County with time now to come down and score. Going to have to do it quickly, though. Inbound to Buford. Hattie with it. Crosses the timeline. Dribbles behind the back. Three-pointer top of the key. Ooh, no good. Almost banked in there. We're through three quarters here. Gordonsville High School, Tiger Reds 34, Lady Dogs 38.
Signs.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. where the Lady Dogs lead the Tigerettes of Gordonsville 38-34 headed into the fourth quarter. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, Hallie Buford leading the way with 20 points. Bella Ashlock has 8, Madison Hayes has 4, and Lacey Wicks also with 8 for the Lady Dogs, as they were outscored 9-8 in the low-scoring third quarter to cut the lead to 4 points heading into the final period. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
It certainly is a lot, Thomas, as we get this last 8 minutes underway. Look at this score. Clay County 38, Gordonsville 34. The Tigerettes trying to get their first conference win of the year. And only their fourth win overall, a 3-19 record for this Tigerette team on the season. But if you go through those 19 losses, a lot of close games. And you see why, because they've got a lot of fight. Ashlock on the rebound. Bella with it, crosses the timeline, gives off to Eads. Eads top of the key. Backs it up now. Coach Walker gets the offense set how he wants it. Buford, right wing, drives into the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebound Underwood.
Lacey Wicks just harassing Underwood tonight. Multiple steals from the junior. Playing really well on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, Lacey Wicks playing well tonight. How many does Underwood have?
Underwood is in the double figures with 10, Daniel, but, you know, she's the leading scorer last time out.
Yes, she was with 17. And, of course, Wicks has spent time over on the bench tonight, so not always her owner. But when she's in the contest, they're giving her fits.
She always does a good job harassing and, you know, getting in people's face and all that stuff.
And does a pretty good. Now, she has fouled out once or twice this year, but most of the time keeps it in control.
Oh, big
Ashlock, long two from the corner. 6 points the lead for the black, purple, and gold, 40-34. Walker, at this point in his career, has not lost to Gordonsville. 16-0 against the Big Blue. Naylor going to hit the long two-pointer from the baseline herself. Draws it back to a four-point game, but as we've mentioned multiple times, if head coach Jake Dillard can keep this squad together, he has no seniors on it, along with 5 sophomore starters. They're going to be really good over the next 2 years. Eads fires a long one. Misfired.
Good shot.
Ashlock got the rebound, kicked it back to Eads, and she gets the bucket. Clay Kenny back in front by 6. Oh, Wicks called for the foul. I didn't like that call.
Yeah, it's kind of cheap.
I thought it was pretty clean. Only the second foul against Wicks. Timeout taken by Gordonsville, 5:49 remaining in this contest. Clay County 42, Gordonsville 36.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where Clay County leads Gordonsville by 6. It's 42-36, a little over under 6 minutes to go in this one, Daniel.
Clay County needing to hang on to this lead. Gordonsville kind of cut into it here, hiring on the inside. This is a shot. Footback by Heron there. I was muted. Apologize for that. Jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. Well, we hadn't done it all game, Coach, but I would love to see Clay County pull away here into double digits.
Yeah, I would too.
Just kind of put this thing to bed. Buford with it. Sets up at left wing. Inside the Wicks. Power dribble shot good. Lacey
Man,
Wicks off the glass.
That's a good move.
Yes, it was. Don't always see Wicks down on posted up that way.
She had two on her.
Wicks into double figures now on the night. Buford comes up with a steal. Heads the other way. 5 minutes left in the quarter.
Oh.
Ashlock the rebound. A jump ball call.
They get back.
Underwood with it on the inbound. Taking under 5 minutes to play. 44-36 the score.
Good, good.
Running floater good off the glass. And there it is again as K.K. Roberts gets the bucket. Gordon's ball refusing to go away. Tom, let's try a restart here. I don't know which what you hit last time. Travel the call. The officials have been consistent tonight on how they're calling that, but it's different than what we're used to. Going to keep calling this thing, even though we're amidst technical difficulties again. Underwood, shot from right block, no good. Rebound by Naylor, and it's knocked out of bounds by Eads.
We need to get on the board a little better. They missed. We need to get the rebound.
.417 mark of the fourth is the Tigers inbound. Hearn with it. Gives off to Underwood. Another turnover by the Tigerettes. Halfway through this fourth quarter. Buford with it. Kicks to Ashlock. Corner three. Little short. Hustling for on rebound. Story gets it first. 6 points the difference, 44-38. Hearn driving inside, draws the foul. I believe they'll get Ashlock.
Probably four on her, I believe.
You're correct, Mr. Sims. Four foul for Ashlock. Don't want to lose her with 3:45 left. Free throws away by Hearn and good. 5 points the difference. 44-39, Hearn with another free throw coming. It's it. 4 points now. The separation. 3:44 and ticking as Ella Eads comes across the free throw line. Gives off to Buford. Hattie in the corner. Goes baseline. Now spins back courtside. Gives off to Ashlock. Her 10-foot baseline jumper good. Ashlock coming up with some big buckets in this hole. Unfortunately, only a 6-point lead for the Lady Dogs. Story with it, left side, dribbles into the paint, kicks back out to Hearn, defended by Walden. Roberts now, hands off to Hearn, back to Roberts, deep three, no good. Rebound Crawford, taken away by Buford. Buford comes down, gives to Bella. Bella's going to put on the brakes, lay it in from left block. Good control there. I like how she stomped, went with the jump shot.
Yeah, that's all right. She's on the left side.
Crawford's shot good. Full timeout taken by Gordonsville. 2:43 left in this one. Clay County up by six, 48-42.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, coming out of this timeout, 2:43 left in this one. Clay County hanging on to a six-point lead, 48-42. Appreciate you guys bearing with us as we continue to have difficulty. As we mentioned, it's going to happen. Just reload and refresh whenever it takes place. Hopefully it won't take us long to get back on. 2:35 left in this one. Clay County up by six. Buford out top, gives to Walden, now Eads in the corner. Ella looking inside to Hayes, cannot go there, comes back out. Underwood comes out to defender. Now inside, it's Buford, shot good. That's a tough shot, too. I know Buford's left-handed, and that came from left side, but pretty deep under the hoop there. So far, the Tigerettes have been able to answer most of these fourth quarter scores by Clay County, keeping it at a 4-6 point game throughout. 2 minutes left now. Clay County up by 8, 50-42. Underwood with it. Drives into the block and whistles blow a travel call. Big opportunity here for Clay County. This one getting short on time, though, Coach. Minute 49. Make them come foul. I think you may be off, Coach.
Yeah.
Eased with it. Baseline pass to Walden. Baylor going to kick it back out to Ashlock, and we start to see that dribbling it out process here. Hayes now with it right side. Undefended. She'll stand with it. Now Crawford comes out to defend. She drives baseline, kicks to Ashlock. Down to a minute 15. And a foul against Underwood.
Well, I don't know if they're trying to dribble it out or not. They threw it inside.
50-42. Our score here. Minute 15 remaining. Ashlock inbound. This one's starting to look in favor. Up Clay County, inbound to Buford, shot up good. Now a 10-point lead.
Yeah, I feel a little better now.
Minute 10 and ticking. Gordonsville has played well tonight, but they are not built to have a 10-point comeback in 60 seconds. Hearn with it, into the paint, shot up, blocked by Ashlock, goes out of bounds, off of Bella. Going to stay at the Gordonsville end. Good defense by the senior. So looking like Clay County going to go to 13-8 on the year. Another foul, though, going to be called. We do have 52.8 seconds left in this one. Walden picks up her first personal. And Kenzie Heron at the line to shoot two. Heron has shot well from free throw tonight.
Yes, she's perfect, Daniel.
Clark will play like this against Red Bull and maybe Clark Range. They cause problems.
100%. I agree with that, Coach. Timeout taken by Coach Dillard. Going to be a full timeout, so we'll go to break here. 52.8 seconds remaining. 52-44. Clay County up by 8.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Lady Dawgs pretty much got this one in hand. They're up by 8, under a minute to go.
Walden inbound. Gets it into Bella. There's a steal by the Tigerettes. They do hold on to it. Manor comes up with a loose ball. Gets that to Underwood. She fires a three. Wick's going to be called for the foul from behind. So we're going to see sophomore Kathy Underwood going to the line to shoot three. Third personal. No, fourth, rather, against Lacey.
Underwood 0 for 2 so far tonight. Give her one.
Hits the first. Two more coming. That makes it a seven-point game.
Yeah, it's going to get back interesting again here.
52-45. Underwood could make this a five-point game. She cuts it to six here. One more free throw coming for Kathy Underwood. Clay County up 52-46. If Underwood hits here, we'll have a five-point game with 44.6 seconds remaining. Third one's away. No good. Rebound by Walden. Clay County now need to chew time. Hayes with it. Just need to be smart with the ball. Back to, into the hands of Ashlock.
Yeah.
A 10-second count now. Going to go against Clay County. The worst of things that could have happened.
Yeah, I knew it was getting close.
Yeah, Coach Walker says he was trying to get a timeout before the 10-second call on that sideline. Just didn't get the official's attention.
Tigerettes on the inbound. 30 seconds left. Herring into the paint. They're going to get the foul against Clay County. We'll see Herring go to the line to shoot two. Herring has been extremely good from the free throw line. Currently have a six-point game. 26.6 seconds remaining. We've got a timeout taken here. We'll go ahead and take a break. 26.6 seconds remaining. Kenzie Herring with two free throws to shoot when we come back. Clay County up by six.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live from Gordonsville, Tennessee. Quite the girls' contest we've got going. Kenzie Herring in the line. 26.6 seconds remaining. Clay up by six. Herring with the chance to cut it to a four-point game. Does so with the first. Makes it a five-point.
Second free throws away by Heron. Also good. 4 points the difference. Ashok inbounds to Walden. Walden to Hayes. Hayes to Eade. Safely in the front court. Foul from behind by K.K. Roberts. Sophomore Ella Eade's going to go to the line to shoot. No, on the floor.
We got three more fouls before we get to shoot. That could be good or bad. You know, as long as we can get it in, dribble a few times, it'll take most of the clock off, I think.
Yeah, definitely to our advantage to not be in the bonus right now.
Yeah, if we don't throw it to them.
Ashok with it. Now Buford. Buford going to dribble time off the clock. A good thing if you're a Clay County fan. 14.5 seconds left now. Steele. Another team foul going to have to come against Gordonsville before Clay County go to the line to shoot. They're showing three on the board right now, so I guess two more.
Yeah.
Going to have to be committed. Walden inbounds to Ashlock. Bella with it gives to Hattie. A foul, though, prior to the pass. Clay County on the inbound. Down to 10 seconds and ticking. Trying to hang on to this 4-point lead. Another foul now.
Yeah, we get to shoot now.
Finally, going to see free throws. And, Coach, I wouldn't have picked anybody else except Hallie Buford to be shooting them.
It's whose hand we wanted the ball in, that's for sure.
First one's away and good. So Clay County looking pretty good here. 53-48, 5 points the lead, 9.4 seconds remaining.
Well,
second one's way also good, so 6 points the lead. Tigrettes on the inbound. Time ticking. Underwood with it. Right wing drives baseline down to 4 seconds. Now three. Shots up no good. Rebounded by Eads. This one going to go final. Hard fought. A tough one here tonight in the jungle at Gordonsville. But it's the Lady Dogs walking away with another win. They moved to 13-8 on the year. 4-3 in District 7A play. Final score, Clay County 54. Gordonsville 48.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience
Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County basketball. We just witnessed Clay County get a hard-fought win tonight, 54-48, over the Tigerettes. Time now for the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach Sims, that one a little too close for comfort. Of course, talk a lot about these second-round matchups, and certainly Coach Dillard and his staff did a good job breaking down film, I guess, came in with a good game plan. I mean, Coach Walker did too as far as that goes, but Tigerettes just refusing to go away at the end of the first quarter, 16-13. Of course, halftime score, 30-25. And then you saw that third quarter. That's kind of what happened to Clay County here, an 8-9 third quarter. Gordonsville actually won that third quarter 8-9 after Clay County scored 16-14 in the first two quarters, only 8 in the third. What do you attribute that to, just the confidence you talked about the Tigerettes built up, or? They opened the contest 2-0. I think that may have been it. Yeah. Of course, I'm glad we was able to hold on to that 5-point halftime lead, because in the second half, Clay County had 20 points, according to Thomas's stat sheet. Looking at Gordonsville, 23. So they kind of won that second half. But like you said, Coach, any win's a good win, especially on the road on a Friday night in District 7A. Looking at stats for Gordonsville, it was Kelly Underwood who finishes with 12 points. Mackenzie Herron finishes with 14. K.K. Roberts, 4. Molly Story, 8. Ashlyn Naylor, 2. And Emma Crawford, 8. So Herron, the leading scorer for the Tigerettes. Clay County led by Hallie Buford, who finishes with 26 points. Bella Ashlock, strong offensive, now 14 points. Madison Hayes finishes with 4 points. Lacey Wick stepped up, has 10 points, 2 big three-pointers early. And rounding out the scoring, Ella Eads with 2 points for Clay County. Folks, this has been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Yeah. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Holly's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off with Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to Gordonsville High School. Been a wild night here on the Horizon Sports Network. Got a lot closer girls contest than we bargained for. Fortunately, Clay County did win. We've had continual internet disruptions. Hopefully, fans are still with us. I see a couple folks still hanging on to the Facebook Live feed. Also, some on the audio mixer feed on the original format through the website, DaleHallHorizon.com/listen. We finally have the laptop running on one device, the iPad running on another device. Hopefully that'll get the job done. We've had to switch headphones. Just a lot of disruption here. We're going to try to get into the local sports lowdown. That's a lie. We're going to get into the...
Daniel, I hate to even mention it, but we're running pretty smooth right here now.
Yeah, well, I'll accept for me not knowing where my notebook's at. We heard Coach Sims was muted, perhaps, during the Eagle Panel's 80-dog wrap-up.
We're not sure.
You know, so...
The Lady Dogs won.
Lady Dogs won. We know that. We're being joined now by Doug Strong. Hopefully he'll bring us some good luck to the Twin Lakes broadcast mobile table here. But we're going to try to do this Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update. I will say this, folks. Extended time between games tonight due to junior high. I don't know. Junior high 8th grade night here for the Gordonsville Tigers and Tigerettes. So we've got about 8 minutes till this boys game gets started. May play a few ads in a few moments. But anyway, time for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update. This past Tuesday night, Pickett County beat Red Bull and Springs 65-59. So the Bobcats remain undefeated, Doug, in conference play. However, no big surprise to us that Red Bull and Springs only a 6-point loss to Pickett County.
No, it's not. There's a lot of balance in this district. So on any given night, anybody can win. The record, you can throw them out. Tournament getting ready to start. You know, we got quality teams, and they're pretty even, even though Pickett kind of stretched that lead as far as the district standings.
Right. Well, and you see the other end of it, the Clark Range Buffaloes Tuesday night lost to Clay County 64-56, only a 12-point loss there for, you know, on paper, the worst team in the district, Clark Range. So, once again, from best to worst, not a ton of separation. Also Tuesday night, I would have liked to have seen this contest, non-conference action, between these Gordonsville Tigers and Kevin Thomas's Jackson County Blue Devils. Gordonsville and Greg Bibb get a 4-point win, 52-48 in Gainesboro over a good Blue Devil team.
Oh, a real good Blue Devil team, and you got it in Jackson County.
Yeah.
Me thinking one of the toughest places to play in the area is Jackson County.
It has been for Coach Edwards and the Bulldogs over the years.
Well, most teams go in there. It's tough.
So Gordonsville not going to be easy tonight as the 8-10 Bulldogs are here to play the 14-8 Tigers. Other action tonight, 5-17 Clark Range getting the chance to go to. Who's the best, they say? The Bobcats, 16-4 overall. So it's going to be top of the conference against the bottom of the conference in Byrdstown tonight. I'm rooting for the Buffaloes.
Well, that'd be nice. always be nice to see the Buffaloes win every now and then. So.
And 9-13 Red Bull and Springs idle tonight. Current District 7A standings, we've alluded to them already. Pickett County 6-0 in conference play. Well, that's wrong. Going to be 5-0, I guess, if they haven't played Clark Range yet. Either way, Gordonsville sits at 4-1 in the conference. Red Bull and Springs at 2-4. Clay County at 2-4. No, I've got something wrong. I'm going to have 8 conference games.
That is
correct. Pickett County 6-0. Gordonsville 4-1. Red Bull and 2-4. Clay County 2-4. And Clark Range 1-6. This has been the Boys 7-Day Update brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll play a couple of ads, come back, and get into the full coverage final word here in a few minutes.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Gordonsville here on this CarQuest pregame show. Going to get into the full coverage final work. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. Doug, we've got a big, big, big District 7A boys contest going here. Means a whole lot to a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons. The biggest one, though, just in the standings, getting out of that district play-in game in a couple weeks. And a big step forward that starts here tonight with a win.
Oh, definitely. You know, right now you're positioning for, like I said, get away from the play-in game and get a little momentum going into tournament play. So it's a big game.
Of course, these teams met 1 week ago tonight in Salina. Final score ends up being 13 points separated, 59-46. That game much closer than that, though.
Oh, definitely. It, you know, three quarters and into the fourth quarter, really good game. And you know, we just got in a little spurt where we didn't make shots. They made shots, stretched it out there. We got to have a complete game. That's the key. You know, you got to get a complete four quarters and try to get a win.
Of course, the biggest lead Clay County had in that game in Salina, 3 points. There were 11 lead changes, so it was a back-and-forth battle. Are there things that you can take from 1 week ago and apply them to tonight? A lot of times when you're meeting a team for the second time in the season, you may have a full month, maybe almost 2 months, 6 weeks separating those events. We've only got 7 days separating these two games.
Well, the good thing is you did see them a week ago, so that makes it the adjustments are fresh in your mind. I mean, you just played them, so you know the adjustments you need to make. I don't look for Rob to make a lot of adjustments, just two or three little tweaks defensively and be ready to go.
Another classic battle between two veteran head coaches. Hard to find folks better than Rob Edwards and Greg Bibb.
Oh, two of the best. I mean, their teams play hard, well coached, and they're going to get after you, both teams.
Should be fun. Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home boys starting lineups. The home team, Gordonsville Tigers tonight, they'll be wearing their white home jerseys, blue numerals on those trimmed in gray. Their head coach, Greg Bibb, 15th season overall, fifth year at Gordonsville, 14-8 record this year, 4-1. In District 7A play, they ran a 3-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Gordonsville, sophomore number 3, Jay Foster. Junior number 5, Tucker Smith. Junior number 10, Brody Sachs. senior number 23, Eli Adams, and a junior number 24, Clinton Polk. Starting for Clay County. Well, getting ahead of myself. Clay County, the visiting team, wearing their black travel jerseys, gold numerals on those. The head coach, Rob Edwards, 24th season. Overall, 534 wins to 212 losses. An 8-10 record this year. 2-4 in District 7A play. Clay County riding a one-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 10, Nate Adams. Senior number 22, Weston Merville. Senior number 24, Andrew Smith. And a senior number 30, Wyatt Browning. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Of course, these teams meeting 1 week ago, Clay County dropping that one by 13, snapped a 9-game win streak that Clay County had in this series prior to a week ago. It was the 2020 season when Clay County had last lost Edwards. Longest win streak in his career against Gores were 13 games that took place from 2015 to 2019. Dogs have met Gordonsville 56 times under the tutelage of Rob Edwards. 47 wins to only 9 losses during that span. 23-3 in the past 10 seasons in this series. Edwards 17-7 in this gym. So we know the history there, and we know that Gordonsville always is gunning for us. They a lot of times get us on the gridiron. We usually get them here on the hardwood.
Yeah, and I think you talked about it in the last broadcast. There's some carryover from that overtime loss from football season. A lot of these guys were playing on the Turney Ford field down here in that October contest, Daniel.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's, like I said, no love loss in these two, and makes it for interesting, good games, typically.
It certainly does, with a set of officials tonight who are letting some pretty physical play go on. So going to be interesting as this big boys contest gets underway. It'll be Brody Sachs stepping in against Weston Verbal. And it looks like we jumped the gun there, so we're going to try that tip one more time. Ball's in there. Verbal going to control the tip. Andrew Smith collects it, gives off to Burchett. Lance going to hand to Cousin Nate, and here we go. Clay County working at the hoop to our left during the first half of play. Gordonsville the hoop to our right. Browning with it, kicks to Smith, back to Burchett. Andrew hands to Nate. Nate going to drive the right side. Pull up jumper a little short. Sacks the rebound. Kicks it out to Foster. Sophomore Jay Foster, one of the better athletes in the area, kicks back to Sacks. He's called for the travel.
You know, we talked about the matchup between Birdwell and Sacks last time. Birdwell got the best of that one before, and he's getting off to a good start, looks like,
good
Doug.
Good start, and that is a good matchup. That's a tough matchup.
Sacks held to 8 points 1 week ago. Typically one of those 20-plus-a-night guys. Wyatt Browning working inside against Adams, another of those great matchups. Misses the shot, and here's the part. Here's the salt in the wound. Browning called for a personal foul on the rebound attempt.
Yeah, so now you just got to let them go. You know, that's you got the shot you wanted, just missed it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just one of those frustration fouls is what that is.
Definitely.
We have nobody that physically matches up on the bench to Wyatt Browning's physical appearance on the court. We can't afford to have him out of this game with Adams down there.
And then Gordonsville's got the physical post to match him.
Yeah.
So
whichever team has one of those guys on the floor, maybe not the other one, could be at the advantage. Adams trying his hand at the jump shot. No good on that one. Lance Burchett the rebound. Full head of steam comes the other way. Circles back. Sets up at right wing. Dribbles back out. Gives to Andrew Smith. Smith looks to Coach Edwards. Now gives off to Nate Adams. Back to Lance. Uses a screen set by Browning. Fires a three from the corner. No good. Browning, rather Burble, a great hustle rebound, giving Clay County another chance. A lot of motion out of the other four guys away from the ball by Clay County. Any particular thing we're trying to set up here?
Well, I just think just getting movement, get them having to shift on us. You know, not let them stand still, make them move to shift and to defend us.
Creates a bucket there as Nate Adams scores off left side and draws the foul. goes to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. Free throws away and good. Adams on the season, really improving on that free throw percentage, up to 63% now. 6 minutes left in this first quarter. Clay County up 3-0. Inside to Sachs. He scores right block. This is the first game for Clay County. Going to have 6 games in 8 days. This is the kickoff to that gauntlet.
Yeah, it's a rough schedule the rest of the way.
Foul going to be called against the Tigers, Tucker Smith.
Nate Adams going back to the line.
Going to shoot two this time. Of course, Clay County on the road tomorrow at Jellicoe. We will not be carrying that contest on the Horizon Sports Network. Not going to make that trip. We apologize for that. It is our plan to carry all four contests next week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Adams good on both of those free throws. So Nate with all 5 of Clay County's points early.
He started out real aggressive tonight, and that usually makes us click pretty well when he's aggressive. Opens up a lot of stuff.
I really remember him doing that on the road at Clark Range in that big conference win. Had that quick start. Gordonsville with it. Clay County up 5-2 inside the Sachs again. He misses the shot. Rebound Lance Burch. And now Birdwell comes up with a loose ball. Gives it back to Lance. Passes ahead to Nate. Nate fires the three. Misses a little short. Had a good line on it.
Good just look. Real good look.
About 1 inch short from going in. Gordonsville trying to answer here inside the Sachs. They've really dialed up the game plan for junior Brody Sachs tonight. He's took about every shot except for one Eli Adams jump shot.
Yeah, they're definitely running it through Sachs, which you should. I mean, that's their guy. So
Weston Bird will call for the foul, his first. 2 team fouls against Clay County in this first quarter. 5-0-3 on the opening clock. Sachs hits the first free throw, makes it 5-3. Second one's away and good. 1 point the difference now. Clay County up 5-4. Burgett with it, left wing. Kicks inside to Adams, who's posted up. Nate Adams, a turnaround fadeaway jumper.
Yeah, he's got a good mismatch. 34 is trying to guard him, but they're doubling down too. But if 34 is there, I think we'll go to that a lot.
Adams with all 7 of the black, purple, and gold points. Clay County up by 3, 7-4. Jay Foster with it out top. Goes over left side to James Peoples. Lance Burchett picks up what should have been a foul against Gordonsville. However, it's called against the junior. I thought Lance had positioning.
Yeah, that's a tough call there. Lance was in a good spot.
Gordonsville inbound in here. 4:25 mark, first quarter. Clay County with this 3-point lead, as we said, that match is the biggest lead they had at all 1 week ago. Nice entry pass from Sachs to Adams. Now Eli Adams adds 2 points from left side.
That's a good combination for Gordon, those two big guys. They play well together.
And it's all about Adams and Sachs so far in this one. The guards kind of been neutralized. Of course, only halfway through this first quarter. Plenty of time for all players to get involved for the Tigers. Nate Adams adds another. 9-6 the score. And Adams continues to have all the Clay County points. Baseline floater, no good. Andrew Smith, the rebound. Foul called over the back against James Peoples. Good position in there by Smith. Andrew Smith checking out along with Lance Burchett, Kyler Westmore checking in. Along with sophomore Nolan Adams. Nate Adams with it. Walks across the timeline. Passes to his brother Nolan at right wing. Inside bounce pass skip to Birdwell. Birdwell. Oh, nice look across the paint to Brownie. White could not convert from left block. What about the pass, though?
That was a nice, nice play right there for Weston.
a real tight window there, Thomas, and somehow threaded the needle to get it to White. It was knocked out of bounds by Gordons. Well, that's why Browning couldn't catch the pass. Now Clay Kidney on the inbound. Three-pointer taken and hit by Nate Adams.
He's in a groove right now.
A one-man wrecking crew. Nate Adams, 12. The Gordonsville Tiger, 6 at this point. All of the Clay County points, Thomas. I am correct, right?
That's right. A cool dozen for Nate so far. And you can just see the confidence kind of growing in the young man here. And it's not just on one end. He's guarding leading scorer Jay Foster on the defensive end, who had 23 against us the last time out.
Eli Adams working hard, well defended by Browning and Verbal. Adams back with the loose ball, and he scores. Coach Bibb just dead set on working through the post tonight, and so far it's produced 8 points, 12-8 to score.
It has, he'll stick with it as long as he can do it, and should.
Absolutely. Clay County back on the offensive. Weston Merble drives to the hoop. Shot blocked by Sykes. Going back the other way. Gordonsville with a chance now to cut into this four-point Clay County lead.
And here's the matchup up top. Foster, probably a little frustrated. He hasn't got to pull the trigger yet.
2:15 and ticking. First quarter. Step back three by Gordonsville. Tristan Wood, no good. Rebound Clay County. 2 minutes left to play in this opening quarter. 12-8 the score. Tiger Westmoreland, right wing, kicks to Nate Adams in the corner. He drives inside, spins, baseline floater, good. 14 points for Nate Adams.
I don't know what to say. He's playing great right now.
Well, we talk about scoring displays over the years. We've seen from folks like Grant Strong and Tyreek Key, and, you know, that's what we're seeing right here. Just a one-man show at this point. With a lot of great help from others in other ways, but all the scoring right now belongs to Nate Adams. 14-10, the score. It's Gordonsville answers. I missed the Tiger that had the bucket.
It was Sykes again. And both teams content to play man up right now. That's what you're seeing. No doubling on Nate Adams, neither on Sykes, as Clay County's kind of winning this battle.
Nolan Adams drives to the hoop, foul on the floor against Gordonsville. Nolan's so good at drawing contact from defenders.
You know, most of the time when a guy's got 14 already in a ball game, you're going to see a jump double or something, Doug.
Yeah. Well, they feel confident they can guard us. So they're willing to give up the big to stop everybody else. And so far, it's working our favor.
Right now, 14-10. Clay County with a four-point lead in the ball. Browning to Birdwell, knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. As we try to regain our audio feed. Thomas, I thought we had the troubles over with. Had a good run there.
We did. It lasted a while.
From looking over at the laptop, I see it looks like our mixer feed on audio only is still strong right now. Nate Adams fires a three, a little short off the side of the iron, fighting for the rebound are both teams. Finally pulling it down is Clinton Pope for the Tigers. Now Wood with it right side, back inside to Pope. Eli Adams sitting over on the bench right now. Why Browning also sitting on the bench. Both of those guys getting a breather at the same time. Tigers not converting on points. Clay County the rebound. Nate Adams coast to coast. Kicks over now to Andrew Smith. Offensive foul called against Nate Adams. And the Black, Purple, and Gold fans don't like it. I missed it, though.
Well, a little contact when he went through, but not much to call right there, I didn't think, but.
Seconds left in this opening quarter. Gordon's with the ball. Clay Kenny with the four-point lead, 14-10. 15 seconds now and ticking. Down to 10. Wood right wing, back to Foster. Now Peoples at left side. Baseline to Wood, knocked out of bounds by Clay County. 2 seconds left on this first quarter clock. Peoples to inbound, works into Foster out top, fires the three at the buzzer, no good. First quarter ends with a four-point Clay County lead. 1 week ago, it was 12-7 Tigers at the end of one. Tonight here in Gordonsville, Clay County 14, Gordonsville 10.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where Clay County leads Gordonville 14-10 headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. For Clay County, it's pretty simple. Nate Adams with all 14 first quarter points. Tigers by 4, 14-10. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by
second quarter action getting underway here. If you are tuned in to the audio broadcast right now and you know somebody who may be struggling otherwise, I'd suggest to them to switch over here. Seems to be working well. Video feed still having trouble. Gordonsville opening up with a bucket here. And a travel call against St. Adams. Clinton Pope added a bucket for Gordonsville a moment ago. Makes it 12-14. Closest this one's been in a few moments. Gordonsville back within two. Browning and Adams back on the floor on the post. Eli Adams. It was Clinton Pope, Thomas, who had the bucket. Wood with it now. Right wing. Clay County fans wanting a 3-second call against Eli Adams of the Tigers. No whistle blow, though. Sykes now camped out in the paint. Actually, that's going to be Clinton Pope, who's camped out in the paint. Officials refusing to look at it, though. Inside to Pope, defended by Burville. Power dribble, kicks it back out. Nice job by Weston. Peoples now with it left wing. So Gordon's almost unsure what to do offensively with Sykes over on the bench.
Yeah, and the trainer was working with him. Well, he had a cut in his mouth or something there. So, but he's back over ready to go, looks like.
Jay Foster fires a three, no good. And Eli Adams called for the foul on the rebound attempt. White Browning pulling it down. 6:41 mark of this second quarter. 14-12 the score. Clay County up by two. Nate Adams with all 14 of Clay County's points in this one.
Yeah, he started out good and hot, and then now if we can just get everybody coming in there with him, we'll be in good shape.
Nate with it right side, gives to Lance out top. Lance going to drive, jumper from the elbow, no good. Rebound Burble. Weston with it. Kicks to White. White on the baseline. Drives face to the basket. Shot up
nice,
good.
Nice move by White right there.
16-12. Six-10 and ticking. Second quarter. Peoples up top. Foster now going to drive inside. Has his shot blocked by Adams. I'm not sure which Tiger scored there. Maybe Tristan Wood.
It was 11.
Peoples?
11.
Peoples with the bucket for the Tigers.
Oh, nice move by Nate.
Nate Adams adds two more. He has 16 on the night. Goes to the free throw line to try to complete his second three-point play the old-fashioned way of the night. ...18-14 the score. Clay County up by four. What really would help Clay County in this one is one of those Greg Bibb technicals that he sometimes gets. He kept his cool at home a week ago, and sometimes that can be used to motivate your team, and you know, sometimes it hurts your team.
Sometimes it hurts you.
Cuts both ways sometimes.
Yeah.
Nate completed that three-point play. Has 17. of the 19. Sachs adds another as he returns to the contest off the Gordonsville bench. 5 minutes and ticking in this second quarter. Lance Burchett with it out top for Clay County. Weston Burble going to fire a three. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound James Peoples for the Tigers. Outlet pass ahead to Foster. Foster right wing shakes and bakes. And Andrew Smith called for the foul. Foster really lowered the shoulder. I thought it could have went either way. But defensive foul call.
And he played that way when we played him at home. He was real aggressive, physical, and scored. He put some points up.
He's an outstanding athlete, only a sophomore. Foster fires the three. He's 0-for from behind the arc tonight so far. When the teams last met, it was Foster who led the Tigers with scoring with 23. Only one other teammate joined him in double figures. That was Eli Adams, the post player, who had 10. Clay County fans starting to get frustrated in this one. It does seem like they're calling it differently, perhaps, than the girls' game.
Yeah, they're...
I'm not saying it's inconsistent from one end to the other, but just maybe a little different. Eli Adams adds another bucket, Thomas. I know it's been a big chore for you tonight to keep all of this technology rolling as it's kept crashing continuously and trying to route down points.
I think we're on it.
It's working right now. I can tell you this much. Our listeners are the true warriors tonight.
They are.
Bearing through this because I know I've done a poor job calling the action amidst all this confusion. Nate Adams, that's another. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it. In 7 years of broadcasting here on the Rise Sports Network, he has got 19 of Clay County's 21. White branding with the other two. That was a, 15-foot baseline 15 jumper?
15-foot tough shot, contact. Who contested,
yes.
Yeah.
Foster now finds his mark from three, his first triple. Things starting to heat up, and for the first time, this one is tied up. 21-21. Clay County has led the entirety of this contest up to this point, and we see it tied. Inside to Brownie. Nice move. They say he traveled.
Mm. Yeah.
Had that second little step.
Got a little happy feet there, and he walked it there. That's a tough one, but he did.
Thomas, after you get a drink of water, chime in and let our listeners know you're here with us and okay.
I am here. I'm going to correct you. Adams with 19 in this one.
Why not cop it?
I thought you said 18.
No, no.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to correct you. I'm just going to back you up. He's still got 19.
He's got all but two of our 21. How's that? Gordon's going to inbound here. Peoples from the baseline. Power dribble by Sachs on the inbound and a whistle blown. Very little contact. I don't know if it was Browning or Burble. They say the bucket's good. And Wyatt Browning picks up the foul. Coach Edwards wants a timeout. We're going to take a timeout with them. Gordonsville with their first lead of the night, 23-21. 2:52 left in this second quarter.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthrehab.com.
Welcome back to Gordonsville, where Clay County trails by two as Brody Sachs goes to the line to make it three. It's 23-21 in Tiger favor. 2:52 left here in the first half, Daniel.
Time getting short here in the second quarter. And Sachs to the line, as Thomas mentioned, it's away and good. Junior point guard Lance Burchett going to walk it down here. 2:45 mark of this second quarter. Kicks to Westmoreland. Now Adams. Nolan Adams, that is. He fires a three. No good rebound. Eli Adams for Gordonsville. Jay Foster now with it out top. Works against Nolan Adams. A matchup of two highly athletic sophomores there. Sachs Sykes with it. Back to Foster. Foster's jumper no good. Rebound Conger Westmore. So Nate Adams not on the floor. He's getting a breather coming out of this timeout for Coach Edwards' squad. Coach Edwards up in this one. Sends in the play. Burgett shoots the jumper from right elbow. Rims out. Rebound Gordonsville. 2 minutes left in the quarter. 24-21 the score. Gordonsville, 3 points lead, their biggest of the night. Adams, a nice move inside. Hits nothing but the backboard. Rebound Lance Burgett. Pushing the envelope now. Now puts on the brakes.
Good job by White right there keeping Adams out of the paint. If you get him, if he gets it deep, he's scoring. But
yeah,
6 feet out, he has trouble getting in the hole.
And that's one of the things he's done well at home. He worked us down into the paint. Right now, White's keeping him pushed out good, and that's a pretty nice job.
Be a good time to see a Kyler Westmoreland three. He's usually good for a couple of games. Now it's Burgett. A nice move to the hoop. Missed the shot. Burble. Another rebound. Weston Burble. A great offensive rebound. White Browning with it out top. Do you think White considered a three right there?
Well, he considered it when you wanted to have him shot that one, probably.
I think Coach Edwards might have been a bit upset.
Well, if he didn't know.
Weston Burble, another second chance.
Now Kyler Westmoreland on his three, in and out, no good. A good hustle by Kiner. Couldn't get to it before it goes out of bounds. Nate Adams checking back in. So thanks to Burble's offensive rebounds, Clay Kenny with three looks on that trip. Could not convert.
Yeah, it looks like Clay's going to go to their little half-court trap right here with White out.
Under a minute to play here in the second. Gordonsville trying to build under a three-point lead. Adams to the hoop. Scores. They call a foul. Which well, I'll say this. This group of officials, Coach Sims mentioned that they were from our, what's the term, Doug?
Our association.
Association. Yeah. However, we've not had any of them this year. And I always think there's a bit of an adjustment period there, but calling it a little different than we're accustomed
different.
To.
You've got to figure out their calling sequences and just adjust to it.
Of course, Lance Burchett, I think, was the one that was credited with the foul. And simply didn't have much contact there. They just didn't like the fact that he approached Adams at all.
Yeah.
And then Adams went to the hoop.
Yeah, back-to-back and ones completed by Gordonsville to give him this six-point lead, Daniel.
27-21, 30 seconds left in this second quarter. Westmoreland out top. Kicks to Nate Adams. Nate being defended by Polk. Gets in there. 8-foot floater.
Good.
And
right
Nate
there.
Going to the line. Now both fan bases starting to battle back and forth verbally.
Yeah,
and that's when I start to enjoy basketball a lot.
Yeah, Coach Bibbs talking over there. I think they were getting fired up about that.
Yeah, he didn't like that call there, and he definitely voiced his opinion on it.
Well, very similar to the call made against Van Fersen at the other end.
Real similar calls, yes. And as a coach, that's what you're looking for, you know.
A steal. Nolan Adams here. 10 seconds in the quarter. He's fouled hard from behind. A poor decision, perhaps, by Jay Foster. And it could have been an intentional Thomas call.
Yeah,
it was a normal right, you know.
It was close. Nolan going to the line. 4-2, you're right, Daniel. As his brother Nate cut it to three. Got a chance to get it to one here.
Free throws away. No good by Nolan. Nate did complete that three-point play, as Thomas alluded to, making it 27-24. Second one's away. No good off the side of the iron. Rebound Sykes. Gordonsville with time here. 5 seconds on the clock. Peoples with it. His jump shot up. No good. Buzzer sounds. First half ends. Very similar to the girls' contest, a back-and-forth battle. Gordonsville with a three-point lead, 27-24 at the half.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades, and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591.
because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Gordonsville for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County trails Gordonsville 27-24 here at halftime. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County jumped out to a four-point lead. It was 14-10 at the end of the first quarter before Gordonsville outscored them 17-10 in the second stanza to claim this three-point lead at 27-24. The story for Gordonsville is the inside play of Brody Sykes and Eli Adams. They combined for 20 points for the Tigers. Sykes with 11, Eli Adams with 9. Jay Foster, just 3 points, had 23 in Salina against Clay County, held to three in the first half. Clinton Pope and James Peoples, both 2 for Gordonsville. For Clay County, pretty simple. 2 points for White Browning, the other 22 of Clay County's 24 by the junior Nate Adams. What a first half Adams is having. He just made 1 3. He's perfect from the free throw line at 5 for 5 and driving the hole with authority and finishing with 22 first half points for Nate Adams. Clay County does still trail by 3, though. They're down 27-24 to Gordonsville here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more. Go online and do that at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Gordonsville High School and the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. 27-24, a three-point lead for the Gordonsville Tigers here at the half. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. Coach Sims and the Lady Dogs met the Gordonsville Tigers, or Tigerettes rather, in back-to-back region title games in the 1997 and 1998 seasons. The Lady Dogs won 70-59 in 97 and 70-58 in 98 to capture consecutive region titles. Name the leading scorer from each game. It is two different players, I'll tell you that. Coach Sims, I'm going to read it again. Coach Sims and the Lady Dogs met the Gordonsville Tigerettes in back-to-back region title games in the 1997 and 1998 seasons. The Lady Dogs won 70-59 in 1997 and 70-58 in 1998 to capture consecutive region titles. Name the leading scorer from each game. And it is two different players. No trick question there. Got a lot of great players on those squads, some Clay County Sports Hall of Famers. If you think you know the answer, please send in those guesses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Answers starting to roll in. Looks like Linda Strong guesses Amanda Kendall and Michelle Chambers. One of those two is correct. Sam Daniels guesses Tara Ashlock and Nicole Davis. One of those two is correct. Third quarter action getting underway here. Team switch into the ends of the floor. Clay Kenny the hoop to our right. Weston Burble opens with a jumper. No good. Off the iron. Weston playing well tonight. Has not got on the scoreboard yet. A three-pointer taken by Foster. No good. Rebounded by Lance Burchett. Kicks now over to Weston. Weston going to drive. Gives to Browning in the free throw line. Brad going to drive. Get a spin. Shot fake. Shot
nice
up. Good.
There with White.
Did about three different things, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
We have a correct one, Thomas says, looking down. Well, we have no correct one
yet.
Yes,
we do. No, we don't.
No, we don't.
It's close, though.
Other guesses that have come in, we have had. I'll let you guys watch the action here on the court.
Defense Weston right there. Offensive foul on Sykes.
Took a charge.
Yep.
Verbal leading the team in that regard. Tiff Brown guesses Tia Burchett and Melissa Weah, both of those graduates of 94, so they were both gone from the program at the time. Sam Daniels guesses Amanda Kendall and Tara Ashlock. One of those is correct. Jason Arhead Hamilton guesses Amanda Kendall and Michelle Chambers. One of those is correct. Linda Strong guesses Nicole Davis and Michelle Chambers. One of those is correct. So nobody hitting on the exact combination yet to get that Subway Trivia Challenge correct. Y'all are all over it. I have heard both of the correct ones come in, but not the right combo. And finally, we have it for the fifth time this year. It's Tiff Brown coming in with Amanda Kendall and Nicole Davis. Davis leading it her senior year in 1997 when she had a whopping 29 points against the Tigerettes. And then Amanda Kendall, her junior year, not her junior year, I'm sorry, her senior year in 1998, Amanda Kendall had 22 points. Tara Ashok had 20 in that game. Big outing from both of them. So Nicole Davis and Amanda Kendall, the correct combination on the Subway Trivia Challenge tonight. Congratulations to Tiff Brown. If Sykes adds two more for Gordonsville, she will be receiving another free certificate for a 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Owned by Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artist ready to take your order in person online or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Let's get caught back up. 5:52 mark of this third quarter. Gordonsville in front by 5, 31-26. You guys will have to maybe give updates on who scored the points.
Well, Browning with the bucket to cut it to 1. Jay Foster with a driving layup. And then we had another basket by Brody Sykes, who's got a baker's dozen in this one, guys. Just had 8 in the whole game last time. Sykes getting it done for Gordonsville. They're up by 5, Doug.
Yeah, and you're Coach Bibbs running everything through Sykes tonight.
He's
making sure he's getting the touches. And he's producing with the touches.
No doubt.
On the floor for Clay County opening up here. We've got those original 5 starters for Coach Everett's squad. Lance Burchett to the hoop. Fouls are called against Gordonsville. Lance really wanted that one. Tucked the ball under the arm. Took a strong step towards the hoop and was fouled.
Yeah, good strong move. Try to make something happen right there.
Lance at the free throw line. Hits the first. Limited on his number of opportunities on the season, 12 of 19. So a 63% shooter from there. Just hasn't made a ton of trips. Hits both of those. Big buckets there. Draws Clay County back within 3. That 5-point lead was the biggest of the night for, I guess, either team.
Clay County,
for Gordonsville.
That's right. Clay County led by 6 twice in that big first quarter by Nate Adams. But for Gordonsville, they matched their largest lead of 5.
Eli Adams gets a bucket. White Browning called for another foul. One of those where White was behind Adams and didn't affect his shot, but he did take a hack at him a little bit. And you just can't do that tonight.
And yeah, a lot of times that motion's all it takes.
That's it. Just swing. You don't have to touch him.
Yeah.
That's it.
Adams, fortunately, misses the single free throw, does not complete the 3-point play. White Browning the rebound, gives off to Nate Adams. Now Lance Burchett, top of the key for Clay Kenny, kicks Andrew Smith left wing, back to Lance. Lance going to sidestep, fire a 3, no good. Rebound by Foster. Now Eli Adams gives back to Foster. Foster full head of steam. Nate Adams swipes it away. Foster regathers, drives baseline, spins, shoots, does not score. Eli Adams called for the foul as he took out the feet unintentionally of Weston Burford.
Yeah,
didn't mean to do it.
Just got a little contact low, and it looked worse than what it was.
Yeah.
Fortunately, Weston able to reach in and kind of catch himself.
Yeah.
Did not hit his tailbone. Some of the hardest hits I've seen is when somebody hits that tailbone on the hardwood.
Yeah, and that's a tough one, too. And usually that puts you out of the game for a few minutes anyway.
Yeah. May put you in the bed for an extended amount of time the next morning, too. Clay County with a possession here, a big one. Nate Adams fires, does not connect. Trying to cut into this five-point Gordonsville lead. Tigers with the rebound. They're up 33-28, 4:30 mark of this third quarter. Clay County trying to not be swept by the Tigers this season. Tigers came to Joe Sims Gym a week ago, walked away with the win. 46-59, the final in that one. Clay County losing by 13.
Weston Burble picking up a foul there.
Pope with it. Baseline drive. Floaters up and good. Another one of those touchy fouls. I'm not saying they're not fouls, but just such little contact, it almost surprises the guys, but they've got to adjust.
Exactly. That's been all night. So now you got to make that adjustment. They're
consistent.
Yeah.
On a pull-up jump shot or a drive to the lane, if you're near them, you're getting a foul. We
calling.
See that with the stats, guys. We've got multiple and ones in this game on both sides of the on both teams.
Yeah, it has been consistent. And I get it. You know, you sit here and you're playing in your 19th game of the year, and the majority of those 19 games, some of the things that you're getting called for tonight have not been fouls. And you know, we talk about that, we get into tournament time, particularly state tournament time over the years. Sometimes a completely different call game than we're used to, but you just got to adjust and move on. Nate Adams with it, a spinning floater, good. Keeps this a five-point game, 35-30. Pope fires a baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, Lance Burgett. Clay Kenny playing quickly now. Lance across the timeline into the front court, going to the hoop, loses the handle on the ball. It was knocked away by Gordonsville. Clay Kenny getting the inbound from their own baseline. Thomas, what's Nate up to with that last bucket?
24, his first bucket of the second half, guys, comes midway through the third quarter here. That's what Clay Kenny's going to have. Got to get Nate going again here.
Nate with it on the inbound, a long two pointer, no good, but a foul call. Good job by Nate. I won't say a foul didn't happen, but Nate did kind of sell it to the officials.
Yeah, but again, that's the type of foul they've been calling.
It doesn't matter if it's a drive or a jump shot. Yep. If you're in the area or if you swing, like you said, you're getting a call.
And neither coach is liking that call.
No.
What they are liking, though, is consistent.
Yeah.
That's the part they like about it. They wish they'd pass that call, but at least they're getting it on both ends.
Adams hits the first free throw, misses the second, and it goes out of bounds off Sachs, and Clay County with a free possession here. Couldn't have come at a better time.
Yeah.
3:50 mark, second quarter. Clay County trailing by four.
That was a good hustle and battle for that to keep a possession for us.
First free throw of the night missed by Nate Adams. That made him 6 for 7 on the night.
Outstanding display there. Lance Burgett with it on the inbound. Works up top, isolates against Wood. Drives down the left side, kicks to Westmore. Corner three, no good. Rebound Pope. Pope passes off to Wood. Wood right side for the Tigers. Drives inside, kicks to Foster. Three-pointer from the Paul Logo. Missed. Rebound Andrew Smith. The senior comes the other way. Kicks it off to Westmore and tries another three, no good. And a foul called against Gordonsville's number five, Tucker Smith. Smith been quiet tonight for the Tigers.
You don't see that much. Two open looks from the senior Westmoreland. Couldn't quite get it to go.
Yeah, typically he's going to get you 50% right there.
Yeah.
Last time when they met, he was 1 of 3 from three. Still looking for that first one tonight.
Yeah, and they're doing a different with Nate this high. They're getting physical with him on shots.
They are.
To make him have to work. Of course, we got the benefit of that call right there. But they're making him work.
Nate back in the line shooting. Because of the team foul count against Gordonsville, Clay County in the bonus here. So we've got 3:18 left in this third quarter to enjoy that bonus status. Coach Edwards trying to point something out to the officials. Maybe an illegal substitution or something against Gordonsville.
I think one of them went out and come right back in. They got to have time come off the clock.
Coach Edwards explaining it now maybe to sophomore Jay Foster as they chat each other up.
Sykes went out, And after the first shot tried to come back, and you've got to have time to actually move off the clock. Or get another dead ball. Like if we commit a foul, they commit a foul, then he could have come back.
That's a good pickup by Coach Edwards. Keep sacks off the floor for this scoreable offensive possession.
Second free throw missed. Rebound Wood. Full head of steam. Comes down, sets up at right wing. Kicks inside the people's. Loose ball picked up by Nate. Nate Adams with it. He comes the other way and passes over to his brother Nolan.
Nice.
Nate, the assist. Nolan, the finish. Coach Bill, frustrated. Wants a timeout. The Clay County fans come to their feet. We've cut this to a one-point game. Tigers 35, Bulldogs 34. 3:03 mark third quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball here in Gordonsville, Tennessee. Being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Clay County on a run here. They cut the Gordonsville lead to just one. It's 35 to 34. A little over 3 minutes left here in the third.
Yeah.
Back here live, Clay County cut this thing to one, as Thomas mentioned. Now's the time. Need to stop the big blue. They've got it here. Trying to hang on to this 35-34 lead. Sacks with it in the corner. Dives baseline. Cut off of Westmoreland. Kicks down to Peoples out top. His three-pointer no good. Rebound Tucker Westmoreland. Handed off to Nolan Adams. Nolan with it. Kicks it into the corner to Lance Burchett. On the floor, we've got Burchett who's driving. Gets to the block. Loses his foot, and they say he travels.
See both Weston Burble and White Browning on the bench. Sykes in the paint on that last possession, Doug. It's all a double from Westmoreland and Smith.
Yeah, and I think that's what you'll see with this group. Rob's went a little small. I think they'll make somebody else do something right here.
2:15 left in this third quarter. People's right side. Inside the Sykes. Andrew Smith called for the foul.
Again, Andrew. Consistency. Ever reach around. Yeah. They've called it tonight.
Yeah, they've called all those tonight.
Yep.
14 foul against Clay County. The next will send Gordon's will line for two. Tigers dim down from their baseline. Peoples works into Sykes. He stripped of the ball. It's still Westmoreland. Good defense. It was a double team again between Westmoreland and Smith. Nate Adams comes the other way. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound. Peoples. Actually, it was Pope with the rebound. And a Tiger turnover.
Nice little defensive play there. But Nolan just kind of poked that away and off of him.
Yeah, he's so sneaky.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about it, the way he can read passes and get in the passing lanes, but that right there was just a Houdini-like.
Trying to make a tripod correction here, folks. Sorry for the camera work. Under 2 minutes to play third quarter. Westmoreland, three-pointer. Left side. Yeah! Finally knocked it down, and Clay County back in front by two.
Well, that's three good looks that he's got. He missed those first two. Like Thomas said, he don't miss those. And there he come in rhythm and got it.
Gordon's been looking for an answer here as Clay County regains the lead after trailing for about half of this contest. Peoples does answer, ties it up, 37 all.
Stop the Clay County 9-0 run, Daniel.
Nolan Adams going to walk it up near the half court, gives to brother Nate. The junior gives back to sophomore. Nolan back with it. Kicks to Westmoreland. They swing to Burchett. Back to Andrew Smith out top. Swinging it all the way around. Back to Nolan in the corner. Now Lance going to drive. Gets to the block. Shot up. No good. Sykes there on the defense. A steal. Nate Adams takes it back away. His jumper. Good. Nate Adams putting on a show, folks.
Good defensive play to get it back and then stick the shot.
39 to 37. Clay County back in front by two. 45 seconds left here in the third. Another near takeaway by Nate Adams. Clock stops with 39.6 left in the third. Peoples inbound. Works into Foster. Coach Bibb up pacing. Coach Edwards crouched in front of his bench. Pope works to Foster. Foster a jump stop. Kicks back to Peoples. as he knocks away from behind by Nate Adams. No one gets it. Gives it back to Nate. He's to the hoop and he scores. The Adams brothers hook up again here.
Nice defense by both the Adams boys right there.
15 seconds left in this third quarter. Clay County mounting a run. 4 points the lead for the black, purple, and gold. And this side of the gym is electric. Waiting for a call. No call made. Gordonsville continues to play here. I thought I heard a whistle. It never did blow. Third quarter in. Here's Coach Beup. He's a tossing an official. Coming under the torch. Signals for him. Says, come here and let me talk to you. Definite need for a technical, in my opinion. But no whistles are blown for the veteran. Third quarter ends here. Bulldogs with a 4-point lead, 41-37. Things getting hot here in the jungle.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the Rising Sports Network coverage being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 41-37. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, it's all about Nate Adams. He's got 30 and three quarters of play here for the Dogs. Lance Burchard has two. Wyatt Browning has four. Nolan Adams two. And Kyler Westmoreland three for Clay County. Eli Adams and Brody Sykes leading the way for Gordonsville. Adams with 11, Sykes with 13. This dog's scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer. Daniel, what a ball game playing out in front of us here.
Certainly, Dandy. 8 minutes left on the floor. Birdville, Westmoreland, Burchett, and the Adams brothers. Doug, what about it?
Well, Rob went to that small lineup, and it really bothered that bunch, you know. Kind of got Sykes out of, and he's back with it again because they only got one big in again. So, just got to bear down.
Gordonsville opens up hot. Tucker Smith knocking down a three.
Big shot for the Tigers right there.
Nolan Adams works inside. Sorry, I didn't catch the description. Nolan Adams has a big bucket.
And one thing Gordonsville done, they went that 2-3 zone and kind of spread it out, left a lot of big gaps, and Nolan hit those gaps and got a good shot.
43-40. Clay County in front by three. Pope with it right wing, gives it back to Smith out top. Adams at one block, Eli Adams that is. Sykes not on the court for Gordonsville. I'm not sure the foul count may be on him.
The Dogs content to play this zone defense, Daniel.
Huh? Yeah, unforced error.
And like this, it's so different with this little small team. It really bothered them.
It has.
You know, he's coming back with Sykes, so we may have to make another adjustment with two bigs, but it's worked so far.
How many turnovers you see on a 2-3 zone?
Yeah,
you know?
not many.
Clay County going to try to take advantage of this. It's Nolan Adams to the hoop. Shot blocked by Eli Adams. Outlet pass to Foster. Ooh. Foster has it stripped by Nolan Adams. Nolan Adams outlet pass to Nolan, and it's out of bounds.
Hey, just good hustle right there. Just missed that pass. I mean, just good hustle.
You see Nate bumping his chest saying, my fault, brother.
Gordonsville back with possession. 43-40. 6:20 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Travel call against Tristan Wood. Gordonsville really shaking up here. Unforced errors. Travels. Y'all talked about a small lineup. Just the atmosphere in this gym may be even getting to them a little.
It is. That 2-3 zone just really gives them a lot of problems.
Nolan with it. Kicks the Lance. Back out top to Nate. Nate looks to Coach Edwards. He tells him what he wants. Nate being defended by Jay Foster. Outstanding match up there. Nate going to get the better of it. Gets past him to the hoop.
Oh,
and
nice
he scores. Nate Adams going to finish this thing as strong as he started it. 45 to 40 now. Nate getting close to 30 in this contest. Coach Bibb wants a full timeout. 5:58 left to play in regulation. Clay County 45, Gordonsville 40.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball. We're presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Daniel, Nate Adams at the line, shooting for 33.
And he gets it. Yeah, I was 4 or 5 points behind. I didn't realize he'd hit that 30 mark. And as you told me, Thomas, he had that heading into this fourth and final quarter. Great defense continues. Another takeaway. Nolan poked it out from behind. Nate picks it up. Tries to bounce ahead to Lance, and it's kicked out of bounds by the Tigers. Doug, I am thoroughly impressed with just the effort we've seen of this black, purple, and gold squad during this second half.
Yeah, they've picked up that defensive intensity, and it's changed the game right now.
Now on the offensive end, Birch in the corner. Lance going to come back out top. 5.5 minutes left in the fourth. Lance being defended by Tucker Smith. Going to hand off to Nate. No, actually going to dribble past Nate. Now kicks to Westmore in the corner. Three's up. No good. Rebound Eli Adams for the Tigers. 46-40. Clay County a two-possession lead. Deep three by Foster. Banks in. Hit the rim. Hit the backboard. Hit the rim. Then fell in the net.
Not much you can do about those.
No,
that's
sir.
They just got that shooter roll.
Had a hand in his face, too.
Big shot for Gordonsville, what that was. Clay County out to a six-point lead, looking to extend, and he cut it in half, and here come the Tigers.
Now Gordonsville on the roll. Tristan Wood steals, comes down, misses his shot. Eli Adams, the rebound, and he was putting it back, a foul call. Tiger Westmoreland, who was just standing too close, called for the foul.
You know, again, it goes back. I mean, they've called that tonight. I mean, you know, so.
And it's not one of those deals. Kiner was already there when Eli Adams got the rebound. It's not like he came charging in.
Yeah.
He just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. White Browning going to check back in. Weston Merble going to check out, joining Browning on the floor. Nate Nolan Adams, Kiner Westmoreland, and Lance Burgett. 44-46. Eli Adams got another free throw coming, trying to cut it to a one-point game. He misses. Clay County still up by two. White Branding the rebound. Hands off to Nate. Nate going to slow walk it across the timeline. Gives to Nolan. Nolan going to go to the hoop. Shot up. No good. Eli Adams well defended it there. Pulls down the loose ball after he blocks it. And now the Tigers a chance to tie it up or take a lead. Tristan Wood, left side, defended by Nolan, inside to Eli Adams. Now outside to Smith. The post player tapped out. And I'll be honest, it was the Clay County fans that got that call, reminding the officials of the three-second count.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Adams never got out of the lane there.
No, he
for more than 3 seconds, really. Yeah. And they might as well give credit where credit's due.
Brent Burgett.
Brent Burgett.
Lance Burgett's dad, the... You know, Brent, one of those guys, such a smart player back in his time, and now a smart spectator. He knew that had been abused all night. and called it out and got the whistle for it. Brent Sun Lance now with it out top. Halfway through this fourth quarter. Lance going to drive. Puts on the brakes. Comes back out. Clay County up by two. Nate with it. Bounce pass across the lane. Was kicked by the Tigers. And Clay County will inbound from the baseline.
Good aggressive play there, but Nate, probably when he shot, just should have pulled up and shot.
Yeah, risky pass. Fortunate it was kicked.
Yeah.
Lance inbounds to Nate. Nate has it knocked away. Never cleanly caught it. They say it went off the Tigers. Clay County going to maintain possession. Best action we've called of the season here in the boys' contest. 13th game of the year we've called here on the network. And definitely the most dramatic to this point.
Yeah, no doubt. Two-point ball game. Clay County up 46-44. Under 4 minutes left in this one, Daniel. And you're right. It's been from start to finish, the excitement in this one.
Oh, yeah. Two good teams, two good coach teams.
Two good fan base.
Yeah.
3:40 mark. Nate with it out top. Defended by Foster. And now Tucker Smith all over. Let's merge it. And Lance going to be called for the foul. This probably the worst call we've seen of the entire night. Tucker Smith climbs onto the back of Lance Burchett. No whistle.
That's a tough one right there.
Lance pursues him down the court in his hip pocket, and it's a foul.
Yep. Yeah. And that, well, I understand that one.
Did you see something different?
Yeah, earlier Lance got knocked off his feet here at the top of the key on the last offensive possession, and he was talking to that official wanting to know where the call was. So, you know, Lance could have earned that one.
Jay Foster, a nice little jump stop bank shot. Ties this thing up 46-46. Electric here in Gordonsville. As Clay County has the ball, 3:10 mark, fourth quarter. Lance hands off to Nate. Nate at left wing uses a Browning screen on Foster. And we're going to have Foster called for the foul, perhaps a makeup. I think it's against Foster.
It is.
Coach Edwards was fixing to be livid.
Yeah,
he realized.
He gave a signal that it was on us, but he called it on the right guy. But
yeah,
the signal was us.
Signal was wrong, out. But he pointed
yeah
to our sideline.
Ticking under 3 minutes now. 46-46. Nate Adams isolates against Jay Foster. Spence shoots. Offensive foul going to be called. I don't know how many that is, but
what?
Coach Edwards is frustrated as I have seen him in quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, we haven't seen that call tonight either. No offensive foul. Weston took one early on with a push-off,
yeah,
but, you know, that's a bang-bang play,
yeah,
too.
Well,
it's hard to know.
I think it was an offensive foul, but I think we had a lot of hands on way before that.
Sure.
Three-pointer taking a miss by the Tigers. An offensive rebound by Tristan Wood. A jump ball call. Nolan Adams doing a nice job reaching in, tying it up. Now Sykes and Adams exchanging words. This one getting heated.
This is what you expect in this matchup, guys. This is what you expect.
Tie ball game.
2:36 left. Neither team scored in the last few moments. I promise you this. The next team that scores, their fan base will erupt.
See the security walking down, making sure he's seen.
Another kick mile by Gordonsville. Clay Kenny then bound from the baseline. 2:24 left in this one. 46 all, as we've mentioned several times now. Nate to inbound. Works it into Andrew. Now back to Nate. Nate into the paint. Kicks to Nolan at left wing. Clay County taking their time. Good ball security. You need a bucket.
Yeah, just run your stuff. Get you a good shot. Get a good bucket.
Nate with it. Works against Smith. Picks up the dribble at the wing. Back to Nolan now.
He's trying to get wide in the post down there.
Lance going to drive. Drives again. Shoots. Misses. Rebound Eli Adams. Minute 50 left in this one. Whistles blow. 30-second timeout taken by Coach Bibb. We're going to play one ad. Come right back. Minute 48 left. Tied up at 46.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Gordonsville High School. Horizon Sports Network coverage of District 7A basketball. Daniel, best game we've seen so far this year. It's tied up 46-46. 1:48 left in this one between Clay County and Gordonsville.
Yeah, this one even beats that overtime win for the girls over Macon at home just because of the sheer hatred between these two programs.
That is a fact. Nobody likes anybody in this gym. So.
Gordonsville with it. Minute and a half left. Eli Adams works against Browning. Spins, gets to the hoop, reverse layup, good. Pretty good job by White, probably, Eli got past him, a laying off.
Yeah, he got it down there deep. White done a good job not committing a foul on that.
Adams, great footwork that time. Good
real
patience.
Good.
Put it in the hole. Clay County calling a timeout, Daniel.
30-second break. He once again will be back after 1-8. Gordonsville, a two-point lead, 1:19 left.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. The Tigers have outscored the Dogs 11-5 so far here in the fourth quarter to go up by two, Daniel. They lead 48-46.
Minute 19 on that clock. Nate Adams on the floor, joined by Lance Burgett, Nolan Adams, Andrew Smith, and Tiger Westmore and Gordonsville now coming out.
This is going to be a big adjustment here. What are they going to do with them five guards? With those two bigs, are they going to come out and get them or not?
Yeah, that's the thing, and that's what we've seen. Clay County being able
like
to get to the hoop.
He may go a little. No, he's going to stay man.
Nate with it. Gives the cover. Back to Nolan. Minute 10. Nolan going to drive. Kicks Andrew. Andrew fires his first three. There he
is. Big
shot. Andrew Smith. First three-pointer. He pulled the trigger off. And he knocks it down.
And that was a good adjustment, Coach Edwards. He brought five guards in against their two bigs, and that put a post having to come to get that guard, and them having to adjust. Well, for Andrew wide open, he knocks her down.
Guys, when these teams met a week ago, Andrew Smith was scoreless, attempted one three-pointer 0-for-1. He just knocked down the biggest shot of the season, as far as I'm concerned, for him at this point. That was huge.
Huge, yeah. Huge.
Great execution by Smith and the players. But, Doug, what a call out of a timeout right there by
definitely.
Coach Edwards. You know, we've seen this. This has been a chess match all night long between these two.
You know, he went to that little 2-3 zone there that barred him. Then he comes out with five guards. I'm sure he's coming back with White right here on defense and Weston probably. So it's going to be.
He knew how big that possession was right there.
Huge.
And he knew he had the advantage driving and kicking, and it worked to perfection.
Oh, couldn't have asked for it to have been no better.
1 minute and 2 seconds left. Clay County.
And that's what he's done. He's come back with his matchup now for defense.
Yep. Clay County with a one-point lead, 49-48.
Yeah, you're talking about getting everything you can out of your personnel. That's what Coach Edwards is doing with Clay County right now.
Definitely has.
Tucker Smith with it. Walks across the timeline as we tick down to 55 seconds left. Pope with it. Gives the sacks out top. Now down low to Adams. Adams going to score. George will back in front by one. 45 seconds now. Lance Burchett with it. Right side. Going to drive. Going to come back. Down to 35 seconds. Clay County could be making the ball game right here. Lance going to drive. Gets to the hoop, and he's fouled.
Nice table, Lance.
Coach Bibb going to be frustrated with this call. It did look, you know, it was a pretty good defensive play. However, got the hand of Lance Burchett. And the way they've called it tonight, that's definitely a foul.
So, no foul?
Yes.
Okay.
Foul. Now, well, I thought now Coach Edwards is having a discussion. I think he's talking about a Gordonsville player hitting the ball, maybe wanting a technical for that. We're going to see Lance Burchett at the line to shoot two.
Lance, 2 for 2 on the night. Only 2 trips.
Yeah.
So far, no field goals for last night.
Clay down by 1. 50-49. 27.2 seconds left in this contest.
Another big thing, Jay Foster, leading scorer last time out, fouls out right there on that play.
Okay, I see how. First one's away by Burgett. A little too strong off the back of the iron. Another one coming that could tie this thing up. Take your time, Lance. Good. 50-50, 27.2. Gordonsville on the inbound. Jay Foster on the bench for the Tigers. Tucker Smith across the timeline. Burchett on the defense. Nate Adams goes for a steal. Tucker hangs on to it. Clay County wanted a travel. That didn't happen. Timeout taken by Coach Bill. It's a full timeout. We're going to go to break. 13.1 seconds left. In regulation, 50-50 the score. We'll be back. Make sure we don't miss anything.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Daniel, we're right back where we started. It's 50-50, tie ball game, 12.1 seconds to go.
Yeah, and if I'm Coach Bibb, I'm sure he's talking about going inside again to Eli Adams. That's what they've been doing. They started off on the post the last couple of trips. It's been Adams who's been winning inside, Doug.
I think that's going to be their Saxon Adams. I think that's what they're going to try to do. Wouldn't surprise me to see Coach Edwards go to a zone right here. He'd probably stay man, but.
Yeah, looks like man, Doug.
Yeah.
They blow it in. They hand off to Wood. He inbounds the Saxon. Clock ticks. 10 seconds. 50-50 the score. Tucker Smith out top. Gordonsville going to have the chance in the last shot here. Down to 5 seconds. Woo! They kick over. It's disrupted. Eli Adams comes up, shots up. They say he was fouled, and there was nothing that warranted that call. With 1.1 seconds on the clock, a foul was called. I think the official would have liked to have taken back the whistle, but it had blown.
Adams 50% on the night. He's 2 for 4 from the line, guys. Coach Edwards is going to try to ice him here.
We're going
to
stay on with you. 1.1 seconds left on this clock. 50-50 the score. Now, here's the thing. 2 shots are coming. Doug, just break this thing down. Talk about it situationally. 1.1 seconds, very little time.
Very little time, but you can still get a good shot with that. I mean, Coach Edwards got a little high court deal he runs. I'm sure that's what we're going to see. He's got timeout-wise. If he makes these, Rob's probably going to take another timeout if he's got it and set that play up, and it's just kind of a little loop play out of half court, and it frees somebody long. That's what it does.
Yeah, so he tries to loop them around, get them going in the direction of the goal to get a step into that shot, Doug.
That's what used that a lot, you know, over the years I have. You just don't use it a lot. So,
well, we've seen Clay County so close on that possession. Nate Adams with a ball in his hands on that steal. Credit Gordonsville's Adams, though, coming up with the possession there to get to the free throw line. Daniel, I know you didn't like the call, but did the reach in across the forearm got the call on the shot against Brownie?
Oh, yeah. They called it on that. No reason they didn't need to then. Eli Adams at the line. 2 shots coming. 50-50 the score. 1.1 seconds remain. The senior releases the first. No good.
Now, remember, he's 50% on the night, so expecting to make this one, Clay County's got to be ready for it to go through the hoop.
Got to be ready.
One more coming. Releases. Hits it. 51-50.
No timeouts, apparently.
Nate Adams going to inbound. Looks for a man. Releases half court. Caught by Browning. Clock starts. A foul should have been called against Sachs. No foul. Sachs can just run into Browning, I suppose.
It's over.
The official waved it dead. What a finish to this contest. I wish I could announce a different outcome. But it's the Gordonsville Tigers winning here at home. 51-50 in the most dramatic of fashions over the Clay County Bulldogs. Two teams that fought hard, two coaches that fought hard. We're going to go to break, come back, and we've got a lot to talk about on the Farm Bureau postgame show when we do the Bulldog Wrap-Up. Brought to you, Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Stay with us for that.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County's boys fell tonight 50-51, puts them at 8-11 on the year, 2-5 in conference play. Going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. I'll say one thing. I absolutely love the effort of the Dogs tonight. Start to finish, particularly down that stretch. Now I'll back up and let two guys that know a lot more about it than I do talk. Thomas and Doug.
That's what you expect when you play Gordon, play Coach Bill. You expect it to be a knockdown, drag out, and come down to the wire, and it did.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we saw some great performances from a lot of guys. You know, these are two very talented teams. We know about what Nate Adams did. Got to talk about the Tigers for a minute. Two of the better post players in this league, and Eli Adams and Brody Sykes. And to me, it was Adams down the stretch, Daniel. You mentioned.
Yeah, he was real good. He's similar to White Browning in the fact that he's got the size, but the agility and the soft hands and the good feet to go with it. And he played great tonight. Eli Adams did.
Well, on my mic, we're having some more trouble here, guys, so I've been talking to you.
Well,
saying nothing. Look through it. It seems to be working now. It says it is. You can finish it up. That there's a point.
Well, poor Gordonsville. Just breaking down through it, let's see. Junior Brody Sykes had 13. Eli Adams led the way. Four Gordons was 17. Jay Foster was held to 10. Tucker Smith, 3. Tristan Wood, 2. Clinton Pope, 2. James Peoples, 4. And that was the thing tonight from the get-go. We saw Foster be the leading scorer last time, Doug. This time, all about the post players from the get-go. Sykes and Adams with 13 and 17, respectively. I feel like White Branding and Weston Burble did a good job with them, and at times we saw Kyler Westmoreland and Andrew Smith down our garden.
Yeah, Coach Bill made some good to make those guys work, and, you know, Coach Bill done
his own. Oh, it's muted? Now it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Let's try that again.
But, you know, Coach Bill made some good adjustments to try to bar those guys. Coach Bill's mindset from the get-go was to get his two guys involved, and he'd done that, and they continued it all night, just like us. Getting Nate going, and right there, you want your top players making the plays and making everything happen for you, and that's what we had on both ends tonight.
Certainly did. Scoring for Clay County, looking at it, Kyler Westmoreland had that big three-pointer to leave him with three. Nolan Adams ends up with four. Andrew Smith, that big three down the stretch from right wing to put Clay County in front. He had 3 points. White Browning fighting hard tonight, only came away with 4 points, though. Lance Burchett had 3 points, all of them coming from the free throw line. And then Nate Adams, probably career high here, 33 points, had 14 in the first quarter, opened up crazy hot, finished up with 22 at the half. Then was held to only 3 during that fourth quarter when we saw, as Thomas talked about, a bit of a, wasn't a drought, but points were harder to come by for Clay County in that fourth and final quarter.
Oh, definitely. I said, you know, it got what you expect down the stretch. It just tightened up defense, physical, and, you know, looking for teams to make plays. And we made the plays. They made the plays. It's just one of those.
Certainly was. Should motivate this Clay County squad should they run across the Tigers in postseason play. Folks, this dog grab host from Rep T. Big Old Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Day Blog Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play one more little ad here. Come right back and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's game. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs. Back here live for the final time tonight from the jungle in Gordonsville, Tennessee. Time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. We'll start off with the girls as always, and, you know, came into that contest. I'll be honest, I knew Gordonsville would play, the Tigerettes would play better here at home. They always do. I didn't expect it to be a four-quarter fight, and it was, and it wasn't that Clay County played bad. Played well, and a lot of it came from junior Lacey Wicks, who had a big night offensively with around 10 points. Continued her defensive play that she's brought every night she's ever set foot on the court as a Lady Dog. Always does a great job there. And because of the defense that Coach Dillard came out running, it was leaving Wicks open to earn her shoot the three-pointer. Well, Lacey Wicks did. She hit two of them in the first quarter.
Yeah, we know about Lacey Wicks' athletic ability and how she gets in passing lanes and those opportunities that she gives her team on the offensive end. But she took advantage of some opportunities herself tonight, had the confidence to pull the trigger, knock down the two threes early in the first quarter, and I thought that was huge, Doug, not just for her tonight, but moving forward into the postseason.
Definitely. And, well, it gives her confidence. But typically, they're not backing off her and giving her that.
Right? No, they're not.
You know, and but if they do, you've got to take that. She's done it an excellent job tonight.
Yeah, she proved to anybody else who's seen that film why they shouldn't probably back off and do that. But a really good night for her in a game that, you know, and defensively, we don't have those stats real time. We see them later, but a lot of steals tonight for Lacey in that that ball game. Always somebody helping out on the trap anytime we've got a trap going. And one of those players that does so much more than just showing up in the scorer's column.
Yeah, finishing double figures with 10 points tonight, like we said. But you're right. She's one of those that affects the game in so many ways that, you know, it's not a statistic most of the time. It's just, what do you call it, intangibles,
yeah.
I think, Doug.
Well, defensively, you know, the steals and stuff show up.
Right.
Those deflections and all that, she gets on top of that. Now, Andrew Mears keeps that stat, the
sure.
deflections, but you don't realize how big a play that is when you touch a ball.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you may have the deflection. Somebody else may end up getting
yeah.
a steal, but you created it all.
You
so.
Created it.
No other way to go on the boys' side, guys, than just an outstanding performance by junior Nate Adams. I mean, we've seen him do just about everything so far, honestly, in both sports, football and basketball. But tonight, you know, I don't know, it wasn't just about what he was getting done. It was about what he's doing for his team. I think that this team was looking for Nate Adams to come out and lead them tonight, and he took on that role, guys.
He did. Didn't shy away from
took on the challenge, I should say.
Definitely. I think that's something Coach Harris has been looking for from those guys. Not just Nate, just to be a leader and step in there. And Nate really done that tonight. And that's a big difference, to have a leader on the floor. And that just changes your confidence 100%.
Well, we got to, you know, talk about it one more time. At the half, he had all but how many?
He had all but two. He had 22 of Clay County's 24 at halftime. So, you know, if Nate Adams not playing like he is, this game's a blowout.
Oh, definitely.
Instead of an even game down the stretch, Doug. And one thing that jumps out at me, too, and we talked about this the last time out, I think, guys, but his confidence at the free throw line is just getting better and better and better. You know, I don't know if Nate Adams is not the guy you want shooting a technical foul now. You know, he's the guy you want on the line when the game's on the line. And, I don't know, just another great performance.
Another great performance, great athlete, you know.
33, finished with 33 tonight. 22 of those coming in the first half. Had the big third quarter, 8 points there, and then 3 points down the stretch for the Dogs. And unfortunately, come up 1 point short.
And something that we didn't talk about tonight, a whole lot concerning Nate was fouls.
That's right.
Nate didn't spend much time sitting out of this contest. He played pretty much every minute of it and managed to stay out of foul trouble in a contest where fouls were being called in a different way. We talked about adjustments. Clearly, he made those adjustments because other than an offensive foul down here, I don't remember many other fouls.
No, and he's not hiding on the defensive end,
guys.
He's guarding the best offensive player on the exterior on the outside anyway for
for Gordonville and Jay Foster. Held him to 10 points tonight.
Huge night. Lacey Wicks and Nate Adams, tonight's top performers, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Girls with a win tonight moved to, I believe, 13-8 on the year. Boys with a loss do drop to 8-11 overall. A ton of basketball coming up. They're going to be playing less than 24 hours from now. I think 2 o'clock Eastern, the tip, maybe tomorrow.
That's what it is, 2 Eastern.
They need to go home and get in bed. We don't at this point because we aren't not making that trip tomorrow. Not going to go up there.
I bet I know a guy might be.
Doug probably
will.
Will
be there. He'll be there.
He won't have to be on the headset. But this was the first of 6 games in 8 days for these programs. Just breaking it down really quick before we go off air. Going to be at Jellicoe tomorrow, at Red Bull and Springs on Monday night, last district action of the season. Tuesday night, home against Jackson County, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame night, and what could end up being maybe Clay County High School senior night. I don't know if they'll do that. I heard rumors that in case Jellicoe decided they didn't want to drive all the way over here on Friday, February 9th, could do those festivities that night, too. So come out for that at Macon County next Thursday and then home to finish up the regular season 1 week from tonight against Jellicoe. We'll call all of them for you planning to, except tomorrow at Jellicoe. Is that right, guys?
That's right.
That's right.
Final thoughts.
Doug, good to have you with us. Always enjoy your insight.
Good to be here with you guys.
Folks, we appreciate you tuning in. We know it's a rough broadcast with technical issues. We appreciate you bearing with us. Thanks to our listeners. Thanks to our sponsors. Y'all have a good night.